gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Husband's here.
Yay!
Steffi.
Oh, what's that heavy breathing I hear? Why? Could it be? Hump days with Hal Sparks.
Yes! Yes!
Oh, boy. It's Chippendale's time on the Ustream, everybody. Have a little groin thrust. Good morning, Road Husband.
Hello.
On the dueling Ustreams yet.
Absolutely.
I know. HalSparks.com. StephanieMiller.com. HalSparks.com.
Yes.
Check it out. You can see us.
Yes.
Okay. And you can see us live at the Sexy Liberal Show, which is rocking the free world.
Yeah.
Go to SexyLiberal.com or Sexy Liberal on Facebook. Chicago exploded, as you
know.
Yeah,
amazing.
Tickets just went on sale. Where's my time to get your sexy on in Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill, Carrboro, Tar Heels territory.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday.
An amazingly wide area.
Yes.
That encompasses a lot of pound P2 people, as it were.
Yes. Saturday, June 4th, that's the next one up. Minneapolis, Saturday, June 18th. Chicago just added June 25th. Boston, Saturday, July 16th. And a lot more to come.
That's
get
right.
Your tickets to fly out the door.
Some West Coast dates to be announced very shortly.
Is that the case?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is not a Navy SEAL operation. Lots of stuff slipping out.
Right, totally.
We don't know. We're just like, really?
We're coming! You might want to put away your porn! And clip that weed around the outside here. Here we come. We throw potato chips down in front of us so you won't be startled.
It's the sexy liberal version of the Navy SEAL team.
Yeah. I mentioned this to you on Monday, but he totally is my road husband in that we're like an old couple. We do not. He doesn't talk to me at all. Only on the air or on stage on Sexy Liberal.
Kind of like
that,
you and me, too.
Yes. Other than that. Well, you're my home husband.
That's
my
not true.
Husband. Yeah.
That's not true. You guys actually snipe at each other off air.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, you were a little startled.
Yeah.
Well, we've been together a lot longer
that's
than
true,
you and I.
Right.
Have.
I can't wait.
I'll get to calling you a weed as well.
Right.
I've known her for 12 years.
Actually, the entire phrase was incompetent.
Yes.
Weed.
Yes, right.
It's a joke.
It would have to be.
Hal was. I think you were genuinely startled by it, though.
Well,
you should have been here the morning you called me the C word.
Yeah.
That was somewhat less amusing.
I'm sure it was completely
me.
An unarmed circumstance. You were just.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, you didn't ask for it at all.
No. A little bit.
No, come to think of it, appropriate choice.
And if I had any self-esteem at all, I would have fired his ass.
Right.
But I didn't.
But you needed him for the very thing you were yelling at him for.
Yes. All right. So, yeah, Hal, as we know, a gadget guy extraordinaire.
Yeah.
And so I finally snapped because we traveled there all the way from L.A. together, and he didn't talk to me the whole time.
That's
and then finally, after the show, we're in the hotel room because it's like being in college again, eating pizza and drinking till midnight.
Yeah.
And I finally went, put your iPad down and talk to me! And he did.
Yeah.
You two shared a hotel room?
No.
We were in my room.
Oh.
Everybody, they gather for the big wine consumption after the show.
She and
I came over this time. I didn't do it the one before because I was like, I don't drink wine. I don't want to freak you guys out. And sit there like a narc, you know.
Hey, my dad doesn't let me drink, but I'm going to go watch you guys. Is that okay?
We had to lure him with pizza.
Yeah.
There'll be pizza.
I was like, yeah, because there's no other food in the whole city at that hour. Even the hotel doesn't do any kind of room service.
Right.
You just kind of, there's a place that will deliver. I'm like, what? Where? Why do you talk like that? We're 8 blocks
and
from Canada.
Syracuse, the venue we were in, Chris, very Spinal Tap. We almost got lost times. Hello, Syracuse. Oh,
oh,
this isn't
it's not an exit.
No.
Oh. You know, all three is, don't you? You musicians, you can go in there. Like, it was like hallways that lead to hallways. It was like the Winchester Mansion.
Yeah.
If you're not familiar with that, just
yes,
stairs
the
leading into
house.
Ceilings.
We're only like 2 dates in, and we're already bickering. Like, John Fugelsang is combing his hair. And Hal's, like, oh, we get it, John. You're handsome. Come on.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Well, it was
that
the
thick head of
time.
Hair that man's got.
It was the 9th time. Like, he literally, it was like, it got to be the point where it was like John Travolta in Saturday Night
right.
Fever. Where it was just like, my hair. You know, like. All right, now you're just looking at it. Now you're not.
Come on.
But it is beautiful hair.
It
you
is.
You have to give him that.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
That's why I said that. I was trying to do it in as nice a way as I possibly could. But I'm like, dude.
He is true blood vampire handsome, and there's just he doesn't even need to touch his hair.
Absolutely. And all right. Yeah, we're going to have to call it, like, we're going to have the LLJF is what we're going to have to call it. Ladies love John Fugel's name.
Exactly. All right, kids. So, yeah, and I mentioned that you're, like, traveling with Business Pro from the rent-a-car commercials, because I am totally, I don't ever leave my house, so I have long travel bag.
Right.
I have,
yeah,
you were right. It was like the airplane scene where she takes the guitar out and hits every person in the head all the way down the aisle.
Yeah.
That was me with my bag.
It's more like Steve Martin and the Jerk when he leaves his house at the end, where he's just like,
the paddle game and the chair,
the thermos,
and the remote control and the thermos and my dog. I don't need my dog. And
like, just like a wad of stuff. Just winding those pants around the ankle.
And Hal's like, just can sleep sitting up on planes. He has those little travel toothbrushes with toothpaste.
He's like, here,
just brush your teeth. And then he literally, we're in the car going to the show, and he gives me the little, because I forgot my toothbrush because I'm a mess, and I pack like 4 seconds before I'm supposed to leave. And so he hands me the toothbrush, and then I literally, like a little kid, I go, now what do I do with it? And he just takes it from me.
Yeah, she was
like my dad when he gave me like his handkerchief
to
blow
my
nose.
Her teeth like she brushes her dog's teeth?
Yeah, I had to do it for her.
Yeah, right, he just goes, give it to me. Just give it to me.
The hard part was hiding the pill and the peanut butter. At least that's what we're calling it.
Oh. Is that what the kids call it?
And by the way, I was a mess traveling back, too. I left my pajama top there, and they had to FedEx it to me. There's a lot of stories. I don't know what happened after the wine.
What happened after we left the hotel room? Oh.
Well, if it wasn't you, you'd be the key suspect. I don't know.
Is there some cute chick that you just stumbled upon?
Could have been Fugelsang. Could have been anybody.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't remember.
There was a lot of wine in that room when I left.
Maybe your tolerance
is so high, that would almost just stabilize your thought process, one would think. You know what I mean? Like 4 bottles of wine, and then I start really getting some clarity.
I'm really clear thinking.
Yeah,
right.
That just takes the shakes away.
Maybe you just mistook John Fugelsang for a chick because of his hair.
He's so pretty.
Yes.
Right, exactly.
He is prettier than most chicks I know.
He's got a great, you know, there is something Katie Lang about that dude.
Yes.
You know, if you really think about it.
That's what I said. I'm not even the hottest lesbian on the tour. It's very depressing for me. All right, so what else? Oh, I don't remember now. See, I need a box of wine, and I can magically get my thought process back. All right, so Arnold Schwarzenegger knocked up somebody on his household staff.
Yeah,
in case you haven't heard.
But that was 14 years ago.
Ten years ago.
No, they said on the news this morning the kid's 14 now.
Oh.
He aged 4 years in the last 2 years. You know, being in the public eye is very stressful.
Yeah.
He's aged 4 years in the last 24 hours.
Was the kid ever around? I would assume that it was around. He was around the house at some point.
A lot. That was the thing.
Didn't Maria notice anything different?
Here's the thing.
Does the kid talking? Hello, Maria.
Yeah, right.
Hola. ¿Cómo estás?
Like there's something weirdly familiar about that kid.
Yeah. Well, you know, he seems to liquefy and then come back to the earth. Here's the thing. Everybody's going to think that she's breaking up with him because he had an affair and had a child out of what? It's not. It's that he's been lying about this for 14 years.
Yeah.
And you think back on your relationship and you go, you know, remember that time we were thinking about what movie we wanted to see? Maybe you were undecisive about that movie because you were thinking about your 8-year-old child. Perhaps, you know, like last time when you didn't eat fish because you were like, I don't feel like fish.
Oh.
Maybe because you thought your 9-year-old child didn't like fish.
I hope you don't mind. I gave, because there was one thing we mentioned yesterday we don't get, whether it's, you know, John Edwards or Schwartz. Why? Condoms? Hello? What? Like, what? I mean, cheating, I'm not saying it's right, but, you know, I'm just saying, but I don't understand. And so I gave your a tip out from your act. I hope you don't mind.
Oh, the ribbed inverse?
Yes.
Yeah, sure. Well, you know, do as you will. I think it's,
A condom tip from Hal Sparks.
Yes.
In case, you know, I'm just saying to prevent this sort of thing.
Yeah, I wear ribbed condoms, but I wear them inside out. Hell with her. I paid for them. Ribbed for my pleasure.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
I'm just saying it might prevent some unwanted extramarital pregnancies.
All right. Here's the thing. These are crimes of opportunity. This is the amazing thing. Whenever this happens, it's always just kind of low-hanging fruit. It's always the staff.
Yeah.
Like,
the breaking news this morning.
Yeah.
Wait, I got to find this. Apparently, he had a... He had sort of the house staff and then the office staff. Apparently there's some...
He kept them separate.
Some
Let's
girls
just say.
That we're seeing also going in and out of the... like a business staff, and that was like the
his
house
office
staff.
In Santa Monica.
It's like you said, you know, there's, mm-hmm. you know, you get home E, and then there's road
yeah.
E. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, but he's got office E.
Yeah,
and
E.
But yeah. Here's it still. Go to a foreign country.
Yeah.
Even Rush exactly. Limbaugh knows
leave
to
your,
go to the Dominican
can you leave
Republic.
Your house? Yeah. Oh. Oh, man. Yeah, we'll give you more of all those details as we continue. All right, 17 minutes after the hour, it's Hump Days with Al Sparks on the Stephanie Miller Show.
I got her number off the men's room stall. 1-800-STEP-12.
Stephanie Miller.
And the card attached would say thank you for being a friend.
Yeah, thanks, Hal. Thanks for all your kind comments about my outfit the last time I was Grand Marshal at a Gay Pride parade.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm going to be the Grand Marshal this Sunday at Long Beach Gay Pride. And so you were looking at the old picture up there on...
Which is fantastic. I'm going to show it on the Ustream because...
Hang on, I'll get it.
Yeah, because...
I'm not doing anything.
Yeah, give me that.
You're not hosting a nationally syndicated radio show.
Yeah. I'm the girl. I'll
Holy
do the chores.
Smokes.
Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
All right, everybody, check this out. Okay, first of all, if you're watching, I'll show it up on the Steph Cam at StephanieMiller.com as well, where I'm showing mm-hmm. you on the house. Okay, first of all, you're in a leather red, white, and blue vest
uh-huh.
with fringe, like frill things.
Yes.
It looks like butter mints. It looks like you have
yes.
tassels made of butter mints on
uh-huh.
the top
uh-huh.
or white marble.
I was. It was a patriotic
a
tranny kind
skirt,
of thing
a,
I was going for.
Blue,
and what's wrong with that?
A blue mini and cowboy boots with white stars on them. And
oh,
I
Stephanie.
Said, when does your bluegrass album come out? Because I think it's good to get back to your roots. And secondly, where do you park
How do
your
you know
invisible
I'm not
plane?
I'm not working with Shelley Wright on a new bluegrass album. How do you know that?
Because I talked to Shelley.
Well, listen, just back up my dreams.
She's not bluegrass. She's country.
Sure,
she's modern
I knew
country.
That.
Yeah.
Check that.
Well, I'm a little bit rock and roll.
Can we see that on your
right.
on the yeah. Steph Cam? Is that
yes.
good? That's pretty amazing.
She's the one on the left.
Yeah. She's not the
this
giant
is the
black
problem
drag queen. She's... Sometimes it's hard to mistake. You know, sometimes you're like, is that Steph? No, that's a giant black drag queen.
This is the problem with deciding what to wear 4 minutes before you're supposed to leave the house.
There's
that's the
no
problem.
Way that was a 4 minute decision. You're like, oh, 4 minutes. What have I got laying around? A red, white, and blue leather
that's,
jacket
yeah,
with
that
butter
took,
mints and cowboy boots.
That took some thought.
The good news is next to the guy in the picture, I look
oh,
a
drag
little,
queen.
Yeah, I look a little subtle.
That's the nice thing. Yeah, you look like you can't. And you, by the. Do you have a riding crop in your hand?
Yes! All right.
All right. All bets are off. I didn't even see the riding crop.
Listen, it's not important
now it all
because
makes sense.
I am a trendsetter. And a, you know, Chris, remember we talked about on the air?
Yeah.
I'm just telling you, I'm like the tipping point that book was written about. I am
mm-hmm.
a trendsetter. I am a, look at this, the white pants. I mentioned it because
oh.
someone mentioned to me the white
oh.
pants.
Yes.
Facebook page, what white pants means. And
uh-huh.
apparently... It means you, what does it say, consciously or subconsciously, like anal sex. And
uh-huh.
I did mention, I'm not sure how you can subconsciously, you'd have to be fairly aware that somebody was, you know,
yeah,
something
consci-
up,
well,
up
I think basically everybody in the South is pro that before Labor
yeah.
Day. Is that
oh,
what the
yeah,
deal
yeah.
is?
Well,
sure.
here
yeah.
are the fun facts. Anyway, so my friend sent me this, that apparently we're influencing the dialogue because we said it here.
Yes.
This was, I don't know, actuarial outpost. We're affecting actual actuarials around the country. This is a post. I heard people today talking on the radio that women wear white pants. They're signaling they like anal sex. I had no idea. And then there's a whole thread on
wow.
the interwebs. Someone said, it means I like anal sex and I'm not menstruating. It means I like anal sex, I'm not menstruating, and I'm worried and I'm not worried about being shoved into a pile of mud while I walk home from work. And
I
anything,
love that. That,
and anything
that
else
was their
is none
tack
of your business.
On. That was their tack on at the end of it. I don't wear white because that's just too hard to keep clean. Like, that's somebody
yeah.
literally, all the jokes flying around, and they went, let's, okay, I have to interject something that's really serious when you wear
any
white
girl
pants.
Remembers that from high school. If you did wear them, you were just like, and
asking
it was that time, you'd
trouble.
Be like, can you check me? Look at my ass. Is everything okay?
Really?
Well,
yes.
Why
you
did
the ass check to make sure everything was okay.
Why didn't you just avoid wearing white pants during that
well,
time?
That's probably would have been wise.
have that conversation with you.
All right.
Yes, your mother didn't pull you aside and say,
darling.
She's Republican. She doesn't talk about those
things. Right. Yeah, exactly.
it's like, I never got, remember that, what was that old douche commercial? Remember, it's the mother and daughter? It's like, oh, please. Has anyone's mother ever, in the world talk to them about personal freshness? Seriously. My mother has questioned everything else about my life, but not my freshness.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, Steffi, sit down.
Yes.
Something we need to talk about.
Right. Remember the other day when we were in the car?
And there was that, smell.
Right.
And Wendy in Chicago.
Wow.
Hi, Wendy.
Good morning, but I never had a Massengill discussion with my mother.
Who did? No one did. That was the most unrealistic commercial ever.
No. Two quick points this morning. First, Stephanie, you are my lesbian 16-year-old teen daughter's hero.
Oh. I'm not sure that's a really good news for any of you, but okay.
Well, okay, you and the Iron Chef chick. What is she, Kat Cora?
Kat Cora.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah,
awesome.
Listen, we can't come to the Sexy Liberal because my teen lesbian 16-year-old daughter has an oboe concerto she's performing at U of I in Champaign.
Oh, listen, get your priorities straight, people.
However, we will be at Center on Halsted for Gay Pride, and
yay.
I would love for her to wave at you and say thank you.
Well, we'll be broadcasting the parade on WCPT, our fabulous affiliate there, so come and say hi.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Here's quick point number two. Chris Lavoie, I have to say, we're going to settle this East Side of Chicago once and for all.
Mister.
And I have Hal Sparks, Nutrier grad, to back me up. When people from those wards down there that are east of State Street, like Stony Island,
right.
even the ones by the Illinois or the Indiana border, no one says I'm from the east
they
side.
Say
they
the say the south side.
I'm a south
sider.
Absolutely.
So, case closed.
Exactly.
Sorry, Mama.
Thank you, Wendy, from Chicago.
What? Ever. Okay. W stands for Wendy and whatever. Okay. All right. Let's go to Gene in Minneapolis on Nudie, frankly. Hello, Gene. Yes, hello.
Hi there. I just heard Newt Gingrich talking to Gretchen Carlson and saying that if other people want to play Trivial Pursuit with his life, fine, but he won't. I want to play Trivial Pursuit.
Yeah, I want to play Trivial Pursuit.
Yes, I want to.
I want Republican Trivial Pursuit.
He, you know what, he just, this is hilarious. What did he just say? He said anyone that quotes him directly from what he said on Sunday on Meet the Press, that's a falsehood.
Yeah.
What?
How? Huh?
How dare you? What? You used my actual words to...
In context.
This is how badly you know he's tripping up on policy. This mm-hmm. is the headline today. Gingrich urges talk about his personal failings.
Oh.
Please let's focus on my personal life and not the fact that I have just
stepped in it
policy-wise, and I'm dead on arrival.
Right, because the only thing worse than my public, my private life is my public life. Like my history with women is actually the only thing
let's
worse
focus
than that
on
is
that.
My policy decisions. Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. 29 minutes after the hour. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
What I can and can't do? I invited you on this trip to hang out while
Stephanie Miller
have sex with strangers.
Yeah! What? It is the Stephanie Miller Show. I'm sorry, I was just borrowing Hal's Twitter Pro during the break.
That's my Twitter app for iPhone. That's not... can't...
I use a Twitter Pro. It's a different kind of toy.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
I don't doubt that, actually. Especially the pro part. Like, at a certain point, you go, is this what they, like, people who, I mean, this is what the professionals use, right? This
perfect.
Is
nice. People were just, they were speculating on the, they wanted to know what app you use for.
For Twitter,
yes.
on the iPhone.
Exactly.
And
yes.
Chris uses.
TweetDeck.
TweetDeck.
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, is what I use on my desktop.
Ah.
On my Mac.
I also have the desktop app for TweetDeck.
And Twitter's actual desktop app for the Mac is actually really good.
Is it?
I use it on my home computers.
I see.
It's smaller.
He's so gadgety. Boys are just gadgety.
Well,
I told you we were
somebody
sitting,
has to be
we
because
sitting
you don't
together
tweet.
In the hotel room. And literally, he's on his iPad. John's on his laptop on the Sexy Liberal Facebook page. Roland's
right.
on his iPhone looking at, like, Chicago ticket sales. And no one's talking to me.
That's not true. We talked to you a bunch.
Somebody
talked
to me!
Well, they were all doing business.
Yeah, and,
someone asked you on the live stream why you don't go on the road with us, and that's because you do not want to spend one more second in Weeds, and it's absolutely necessary.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, and who can blame you?
I know. Hey. Why don't you get up on your Saturday and come hang out with us? Hey, you know what? I'd love to, but have you seen 127 Hours?
You would cut your own arm off. You saw your own arm off to get away from me.
To get, just for rubbing your arm up against mine during in the plane, yeah. Sharing an armrest. Like, why is Chris gnawing on his shoulder? He's leaving more limbs.
I was already irritated on the very first Sexy Liberal Show on the way to Madison because I'm like a golden retriever that never gets out of the house.
Yeah,
like, isn't this great? We're going to Madison.
And Pal's just gnawing his arm off.
Like, yeah.
Right. Like, Jesus. Can you stop talking? We're the exact opposite. Like, Hal's busy all the time, and I literally never leave my house. So I'm just like, Hal, what?
Get me out of here.
He's like, I cannot take one more of these East Coast trips with her. Oh. Yeah. I told you what he did. We weren't sitting together, and he goes, oh, yeah, because we booked our tickets at separate times because I had
I didn't know my schedule.
I'm like, oh, you just didn't want to sit next to me, you bastard.
No, it's because the guy who's trying to kill you for the insurance money books them in such a way that when you show up, the planes, you have to get your seat at the gate. Like, I hope I'm on this flight. It's not like I have to be in the city tonight for the show. We're going to book the flight the same day and then not have a seat guaranteed.
Yeah.
And yet I've got to be on stage in 6 hours on the East Coast.
You know, and he's a prankster, so I tried it with him in Syracuse. I was like, Hal and I missed the plane.
Yeah.
I did get a brief moment of it. I could hear there was a little like cardiac arrhythmia. Yeah. Cindy in Michigan, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hey,
hi.
I was going to talk about Arnold.
Yes.
Just real quick.
Yeah.
So before the rolling blackouts out in California when Ken Lay of Enron was interviewing Arnold, do you think that this child was one of those secrets that Ken Lay may have taken to his grave?
Ooh, you know, I've heard all kinds of conspiracy theories out here on the airwaves, Cindy. Somebody was saying, he did, what was that controversial pardon he gave Nunez?
Yeah.
And they were saying, did somebody know this? You know, did people use it to blackmail him with? I don't know.
I'm thinking Daryl Issa.
Noted car thief, insurance defrauder, steroid user.
He coveted the governor's chair, back then.
Yeah, so,
interesting. Yeah. All right,
yeah.
All right. It's conspiracy, and anybody can play. California conspiracy.
Mm-hmm.
Barbara in Chicago, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi, Barbara.
I just was worried about something.
What's that?
Come Saturday, we've got the rapture coming.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't even need to worry about an outfit for gay pride on Sunday, do I, Barbara?
Oh, yeah. No.
Something that matches brimstone.
I wish it could be Sunday so I could get raptured right off a parade float. Wouldn't that be awesome?
You'd get raptured.
Yeah.
I'm definitely left behind.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we could be without a president and vice president, and that would leave John Boehner in charge.
Oh, awesome.
And
that'd be great.
I'm kind of worried about what's going to happen. And I was wondering if maybe you could mention on Friday the John Fugel thing, that if he has any connections, we could reschedule until we can get a plan.
Yeah, can you reschedule the rapture, Chris? Can you check into that? Google that for us.
Okay.
Will you?
Yeah, I got a hotline to God.
Yeah, because I think you're right, Barbara. Okay. No one at the gay pride parade's going. We're all left behind.
Yeah.
Yes. I will be here, I'm sure. My grandkids may be gone, but I'll be here.
All right, good. Yeah, see, people keep trying to sell me that place where they take care of your pets if you've been raptured, but they can't trick me. I'm not getting raptured. I'll be here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm stupid. Okay. Yeah, this is my favorite headline today. Newt Gingrich, any ad which quotes what I said on Sunday is a falsehood.
Yeah.
It's Wednesday now. That's a
big lie.
This is my second favorite headline. Gingrich urges talk about his personal failings.
Wow.
Can we please get off my policy blunder?
Yeah. Oh, my God. After I put my foot in it by crapping on Paul Ryan. See, you know what? And Chris and I were talking this before the show. You know what Gingrich's problem is and why he's so, tanking so quickly? It's because he's also operating under the illusion this is the same group of Republicans from 1994.
Right.
Much less, the '80s.
No, I love that. I was saying this is like a you know, the horse race started, and he like right out of the gate, he had his shoelaces tied to his eyes. Just him.
They shot that horse before its leg even broke.
Oh no. Yeah, he said he has sought God's forgiveness for his personal failings, mm-hmm. and take your organ out for me, please.
Yes.
And hopes
that's easier than asking your wife.
Yes, and hopes that evangelical voters take time to talk to him about his two divorces and his affair with the woman who's now his third wife. I think people have to look at me, ask tough questions, and then render judgment. I've made mistakes in my life. I've had to go to God to ask for forgiveness and seek reconciliation.
Boy.
Can we please just get off the Medicare thing and the Paul Ryan? No! I just love that story.
You know what other story I love about Gingrich? Mm. His $600,000 credit bill Tiffany's.
It's a story of day. Oh my God! Did you see the video of the guy shaking his hand? And then he goes, "You're an embarrassment to the party. You need to get out the race immediately." He's like, what?
Frankly, I disagree with you. What? Of course you do. You're you.
What mistresses was he buying jewelry for?
I know, and it sounds to me like a Kobe account. It sounds like maybe he's still having affairs. Frankly, I'll look the other way closer. Here's right. another diamond ring.
There's like a
Here's a brooch.
There's like a bank tube system in his house.
Yeah.
So that when he has an affair in the upper room,
frankly,
he's like, I got to put a ring in the soup. and a ring just...
Frankly, here's some earrings. Don't look like... Okay.
Every time Newt cheats on me,
don't look at our pregnant housekeeper here.
Ex-wife gets a ring.
It's like the angel gets its wings,
right.
But it's different. Exactly.
Yeah.
Every time Newt impregnates a housekeeper,
an ex-wife gets a ring.
An angel gets a diamond wings.
Yeah.
Diamond wings.
Yeah.
Oh heavens! Okay, Newty, frankly,
I think he is. He has the beginning of what could be an extraordinary plan. But I think it's something that's so big and so central to people's lives that we need to make sure we do it right.
Yeah, look, it's kind of doughy.
Yeah.
It's back in the oven. It's the beginnings of a plan.
Yeah. Walking back exactly what he said.
Exactly.
On Sunday.
And it's hard for a man of that size to moonwalk. That is not a pretty sight. This was what he said yesterday. Gingrich blames press for Ryan controversy. Liberal media took dramatically out of context what I said.
No, we saw the entire thing.
Yeah. That's considered out of context, because here's the thing. They insert BS into the middle of a greater statement.
He said on the radio show, we're in a phase here where if you're a conservative, you better expect gotcha press. And they took dramatically out of context what I said and tried to make it dramatically a fight between me and Paul Ryan. I'm sorry, but I thought David Gregory was being a right-wing tool like he usually is.
Yeah.
He was being helpful.
Yeah.
He said, do you think that Republicans ought to buck the public opposition and really move forward to completely change Medicare, turn it into a voucher program where you give seniors new cares? Right. Gregory, some premium support. That's their talking point, premium support.
Right.
I mean, so Gregory's like, some premium support so, they can go out and buy private insurance.
Yeah, he's big on the GOP
right,
ball
so
handling.
That was like
the assists. He won't put it in the basket, but he'll tip it in.
Right,
it,
all on his own, he said, I don't think right-wing social engineering is any more desirable than left-wing social engineering. I don't think imposing radical change from the right or left is a very good way to for free society to operate.
How is that out of context?
I know.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I'm reading the whole transcript.
He drifted,
I'm like,
he drifted to the center too quickly.
Yes, he did.
One, which is exactly, he went to the legitimate, campaigning section of his campaign too quickly.
Yeah.
You have,
Plus, he's all over the place. Then, yesterday he told the Wall Street Journal it would be catastrophic for Congress to pass the bill as written. And, of course, the House already has passed.
Right.
It's like, he's just, He's stepped in something that he can't, even Gooby Gone can't get this off his shoes now.
Well, again, he's running, everybody's been saying, but he's been hired, he's running for higher speaking fees. He's not running for president. And he may have just torpedoed that.
Yeah. I mean, how many Republicans are going to use this and use the budget for their own, like Trump, for their own financial benefit, really?
Do you think it'll really matter once they go up again? I didn't mean to say that. What I said couldn't possibly, got Osama bin Laden. Oh, well, over.
Okay,
I'm going home.
Good night. Sue in Rockville, Maryland. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Sue.
Hi. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Hi, Hal. Listen, I was working with the oldest of the bar babies on his vocabulary. He's almost 8.
Uh-huh.
And so we were
the baby you brought to a bar to see
you.
Me.
Mm-hmm.
You have a baby.
One's two and one's ready to come now. But the oldest one, he's finishing second grade, and we were working on the word hypocrite. And so I explained to him how when you take your marriage vows and you say in sickness and in health, and there's this man running for president named Newt Gingrich, but every time his wife gets sick, he leaves her, and how the first wife had cancer, the second wife had MS, and now he's married for the third time. And without missing a beat, that little beautiful voice, he said, "But Mima, what happens if she gets sick?" And I said, "Well, now you understand the word hypocrite."
Children are the future. They really are.
Truly. And by the way, Steph?
Yes.
If Newt didn't say anything wrong, then why did he call Ryan to apologize?
Ha! Right. Yes, good one. Thank you. Oh, children, the little tots.
I believe the children are future.
Even when they have
and he will be taught in school is when the word, when kids first learn the word hypocrite, they will see a picture of Newt Gingrich.
Yes. Frankly, I'm a hypocrite.
All right, 45 minutes after the hour, we continue Hump Days with Hal Sparks on The Stephanie Miller Show.
There's a tea party in her pants, and you're invited. Call now, 1-800-STEP-12.
Stephanie Miller.
Girlfriend, things that make you go ooh. Things that make you go ooh. Things that make you go ooh. Hey. Things that make you go ooh. Ooh.
Oh, yeah. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 50 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12. The phone number toll-free from anywhere. Representative Jim McDermott joins us next hour. We're in the midst of Hump Days with Hal Sparks. All right.
Things to make you go, what?
Do what now?
Mike in Chicago, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome, Mike.
Hey, everyone. First of all, does anyone remember that Newt Gingrich served his wife divorce papers when she was suffering through her bout with cancer?
Yes. That was one of the wives he left because she was sick. Yes.
Yeah, other than using your child as a drug mule at the airport, is there anything more morally bankrupt than that?
We have no, for the record, the Stephanie Miller Show has no information that Newt Gingrich has ever had his child carry a garbage bag
block
full
of hash.
Heroin in their colon.
Well, right. We're just saying.
But
probably.
Theoretically, that would be bad. That would be the only. Well
Stephanie
said.
Miller Show is apologizing in advance for any implication that might be true. Or that there would anything morally that would be.
Plus, there's all sorts of wonderful things to crap on Newt Gingrich. That's the nice thing about him as a candidate. You don't have to make anything up. He thinks even things he says are a lie.
I look forward to him as he sucks up to the evangelical voters in Iowa talking about how icky gay people are.
Yeah. They're going to ruin the sanctity of marriage.
Of course. His friend, you just brought this up, Governor Wanker, in a... obviously in Madison giving some of our proceeds went to recall Walker and the Republican 8. Governor Scott Walker believes a new law that gives gay couples hospital visitation rights violates the state constitution and has asked the judge to allow the state to stop defending it.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
being able to visit a life partner of 40 years in the hospital when they're dying.
You got
it.
No. That's not, how is that not big government? How does government standing between you and any partner of your choice when you're ill in the hospital, dying, injured in a car accident, there's 100 situations. Yeah. How is setting a cop between you
and that's
that
the thing,
person?
There are literally hundreds, and I mean, any lawyer can tell you this, there are literally hundreds of rights that straight people, married people, automatically get.
Right.
Gay people would have to jump through a million hoops and hire lawyers and try to, do this
spend
and that.
Spend a lot of money.
Yes.
And this is big government. This is clearly, this isn't even in the realm where, we're going to teach that gay rights are good in schools, all that kind of stuff that they always demagogue. This is nothing, this is the most private moment you can possibly have, and yet they still want to insert a government official between you and, how is that, all right.
I
small
sort
government.
Of understand now why Arnold Schwarzenegger was not for Prop 8. I think perhaps he knew he might be on the slippery ground.
Yeah.
Standing up for
marriage.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, Hal Sparks said two words to me when we first started Sexy Liberal Show. He said road E, which I don't, girls aren't like boys.
What?
But Arnold had an office and home.
The girls are the ones lining up outside of Hal's stage door.
Is that at all?
Well, I mean,
Arnold Schwarzenegger had numerous late-night rendezvous with various women at his Santa Monica office building, and some of the women were mysteriously carrying legal-sized manila envelopes, sources tell TMZ. People familiar with Arnold's operation tell TMZ that Arnold kept his home staff and his business staff separate.
Oh, yeah. Because if they got wind of each other, they might get mad at him.
You said staff.
maybe that would... Well, isn't that funny? I mean, literally, when you're stumping your home staff and you're stumping your office staff,
yeah,
you have to make sure they don't run into each other.
Yes, awkward!
Because they'd all have the long stare, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I've had sex with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Or run into there. Maria.
Mm-hmm.
But they did run into Maria.
At home.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I mean, that's like the time, you know, you came in and caught me with my cabana boy. You remember that, Chris. Mm-hmm. All right, let's dive in.
Cabana boy.
Yeah, in the chat room they're saying, wait, didn't he use the same staff in both places?
Hey!
Chat room's funny. All right, let's dive into the right-wing world, see what's doing. Alex Castellanos.
Yep.
Oh, for the first time, I feel sorry for Sarah Palin.
Why?
I know what it's like to be a broken-down old has-been. She's being replaced with someone younger and prettier.
Oh. I think Sarah Palin is already in the race, certainly in Iowa, but her name is Michelle Bachmann. That void that Palin has left, Palin has almost become politically irrelevant, has been filled by Michelle Bachmann, who is in Congress now, has a title, has $14 million in the bank, and is one of the most prodigious fundraisers around, and is a hometown favorite in the state next door to where she's a congresswoman in Iowa.
Oh, no. This is going to be like Carrie. This is
look
not...
Out! The girl VP's got a gun!
Yeah, look out. She's going to snap.
Everybody run. The ex-beauty queen's got a gun.
She's been replaced by a younger, prettier dip...
Please, either one of them running. I just, I can't tell you. I just got a lift of happiness. Like, I don't know, I can't even describe
bubble.
It. Yeah, absolutely. It's like somewhere between gas and seeing Wizard of Oz for the first time. It's just this lifting, like in my chest cavity just opening. The idea of either one of them running.
Yes.
Oh, and God, please let them run together.
Oh, please.
Cause,
well, you know, our number one dream is that Michelle Bachmann will run with right-wing whack actress Jeanine Turner.
Oh.
Because then you would have...
Bachmann-Turner
overdrive, yes.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I'm just saying, and then they could use that in the commercials, and we would all be happy. Did you know that? What show was that? Northern,
yeah?
Yes.
She's a...
Very right-wing, yes.
Really?
Absolutely, yes. All right.
Where is that? Oh. Well, but the...
Yeah.
I'm a big fan. Oh, you're playing BTO now?
Woo!
Yes. You see.
Okay.
Just taking care of business.
Let's soothe all our nerves with some Mark Levin, shall we? Ooh.
Let's look at NBC News. A very, very white guy is in charge of the company that owns NBC News. NBC News is run by very, very white guys. Mm. Let's look at their bastard child, MSLSD.
Oh, my God.
Chris Matthews. Mm-hmm. The whitest of the white guys. Joe Scarborough. White. Ed Schultz. Fat and white.
Oh,
Larry O'Donnell,
who is he calling?
Mental patient in white.
Oh.
Isn't it great that they're standing up? Racism abounds over there at MSNBC and NBC, and I suppose, right?
Yeah, because being white is what makes you
just
racist. Oh, you moron.
You are an idiot.
Wow.
I'm sorry. Did he just call my friend Ed Schultz fat?
Yep.
That big tub of goo, Mark Levin. Oh, please.
Look. It's not his fault. He's still upset from when that house landed on that friend of his.
He is so bitter and jealous. Aren't you, Mark Levin?
Anyone who knows Stephanie Miller, and there aren't many, knows she has no audience. She's been up and coming for 20 years.
But I thought I was one of the most popular hosts in the country, Mark.
Stephanie Miller.
Yes!
One of the most popular and funny liberal radio hosts in the country.
Thank you. See?
I just realized something, and this is a greater thing for, I think, the right wing in general. And Newt Gingrich says they took something I said out of context. What he means is everything he says is crap.
Yeah.
58
minutes. The context.
58 minutes after the hour. Back with more Right Wing World and Hump Days with Hal on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
I'm walking on sunshine. Whoa, I'm walking on sunshine. Whoa, and I feel
is the Stephanie Miller Show. All right, Jim Ward's here. We're pulling the rope up in the fort. That's it. No more boys left in the fort. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll-free from anywhere. StephanieMiller.com, the website. Anthony in Durham, North Carolina, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Anthony.
Hi there. I just wanted to say that I'm glad that you were talking about government intrusion in people's lives when they can't make decisions for their own partners. I had a friend who had a partner of 20 years. The man died of heart failure. He cared for him in his last days. The hospital could not release the body to him. The funeral home could not involve him in any of the arrangements, even though he was on excellent terms with the with his partner's family. Whenever the hospital called the partner's family and said, "What do you want to do?" You know, they said, "Well, we defer to him. He's there. He's the one taking care of him." So everybody was on board except for the government, who wouldn't allow him to be involved.
Well, and Anthony, right. That alone is ridiculous to have to, count on that. That you're on good terms with the partner's family and you're going to, have to beg them for what should be a basic human right,
Exactly.
Exactly. All right, Anthony. Because you often wonder, what do we do during the commercial breaks? We were talking about Rick Santorum and his thoughts on homosexuality.
His concept that, on one hand, gay is a choice, and right. B, that it may or may not be a health risk like smoking. So I followed that illogical concept to its logical conclusion, mm-hmm. and I think that if that's what they believe, then they should allow gay people to have gay breaks during the day. If you're allowing people to have smoking breaks, that's a gay break, and it's a choice.
Which led us to this. Because I said very much, well, should we do this to gay break?
Did your references all seize up around 1985?
Yep. You didn't even know what I was talking about, so I made you play it.
No, I didn't.
Yeah. Come on, gay break?
I'm singing to the world. It's time we let the spirit come in. Let it come on.
Chris and I have decided that this was a failed attempt to make a jingle for the Today Show.
Yeah.
And he just put it on an album. Anyway.
It is a weird morning show, kind of.
Yeah. Today on the show, we have video of a cat that serves. I can't believe this. If I thought, would you, Carol?
Now it's a break. If you want to believe, it can be gay break.
Okay. It's in honor of gay pride this weekend.
Gay break, a gay break.
Right. So gay people should have the right, if he believes it's a choice.
Okay, stop being gay now. Your break's over.
Yeah, it breaks over. You got 5 minutes to go stand in an alley with other gay people and be gay.
And be gay.
And you have to come back
in the
office.
Act all gay. Get it all out.
You gave me secondhand gay.
Right. Yeah, that's what...
Oh, yes, the straight's own family values. Oh, looky here, Radar Online, mother of Schwarzenegger, love child identified.
Yeah, this is some enormous happy bags there.
She's been identified as Mildred Baina, 50, is the mother of the She does have fairly large,
Yeah.
And the groping and the sandling and the fergen and the bumps and these kinds of things and the putting of the schwanzenglied and the scheidemisch and all of this.
Got them something worth groping on things of this nature.
All right. Oh, my God. This is StephanieMiller.com. You can email us at all there. We're also you streaming on StephanieMiller.com and HalSparks.com. Mm-hmm. And you can see Hal. But when? Tonight?
Oh, tonight in Hermosa Beach at St. Rock. My band is playing. 01's playing tonight at Hermosa and St. Rock. And then I'm in Jacksonville, Florida this entire weekend, Thursday to Saturday. Doing stand up there, so go to my website and see the thing.
And the guy.
And go see the show, and then Sexy Liberal back on tour.
Yeah.
Be Raleigh Durham on the 4th. Yeah. Raleigh Durham. How do you say it?
Chapel Hill, Carrboro. Yeah.
Right.
Time to get your sexy on.
Right.
June 4th. Get your tickets going fast.
And Chicago and Minneapolis.
Go to sexyliberal.com or Sexy Liberal on Facebook. You can Ticketmaster all upcoming shows. We've got Minneapolis Saturday, June 18th. Chicago just added June 25th. Boston Saturday, July 16th.
And P.S., you can get tickets by going to the calendar section of HalSparks.com because I have links on there to all the dates. And you can just click right away and buy Sexy Liberal tickets.
There's an app for everything.
I'm on it. You make fun of my stuff, but it's, this is help.
Oh, there's an app.
Help.
Exodus has, by the way, an app to de-gay you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah. Yeah.
So there is one for everybody.
It's kind of like Angry Birds, only with religious conservatives. You just kind of...
Who's in the slingshots?
Instead of pigs, it's homosexual tendencies.
Yes.
And instead of birds,
and you can just slingshot
Bible
those
verses.
You can slingshot
and
those
you just
away.
Just kind of drag
it's
it
like,
back.
It's gay away. Yeah.
All right.
Has Ted Hagger tried it yet?
It has not worked for anyone in Congress so far.
No.
very well-known conservative senators from southern states on the very eastern side of the United States who have been threatened with being outed because of their stance on climate change and who had to change their position on it so that they would not.
I don't know what you're talking about, but let me just finish my graham crackers over here while I... Huh? Oh, all right, let's...
Are they good? Are they...
Sure
not
are.
As crunchy as they used to be.
No.
No.
Okay. Wow, these are some particularly fun facts. Check out this letter from a limo driver in Minneapolis. Steph, I'm a limo driver in Minnesota. Yesterday, I was given a run driving Newt Gingrich around to a few events in Minneapolis for almost 12 hours. Frankly, oh boy. 12 hours with Newt Gingrich?
Oh,
frankly, I don't think you should go this way at that hour. Frankly, I would turn.
Frankly.
I'd turn right there instead of.
I'd cut across the park, frankly. Frankly.
I got to hear a couple of interesting tidbits. He intends on making sure the voting elderly get the impression that they don't have a choice in health care with President Obama's health plan, and he and his wife got glitter bombed at some sort of Christian family group fundraiser last night.
Mm-hmm.
P.S. I touched Hal's butt inadvertently at a comedy show at Caroline's in New York City a few years ago, and he'd like to apologize for that.
There's no such thing as touching my butt inadvertently.
No, I don't think anyone's ever done it inadvertently.
It's tiny and petite. And you really have to be shaping. It doesn't go anywhere it's not supposed to go.
It's like a teacup.
Yeah, exactly. It's exactly that. What?
Huh?
What? Chris just said my butt is like a teacup. I don't know.
All right, let's.
Is that a teabagging
reference? It's hot to the touch.
Is that a thing?
What?
Yeah.
All right, let's go. Oh, I know why you did this. We're continuing Right Wing World, and I can't believe it's my favorite radio host, Roger Hedgehog.
Cock.
Excuse
what?
Me?
Roger Hedgehog.
Oh, pardon me. I always get that wrong.
Yeah,
I thought
it was
Roger
Hedgehog.
Roger Hedgehog.
Cock, cock.
No. What?
Cock.
Oh, Hedgehog.
Oh, okay. Here he is.
Right. I think he was serious about running. I think his ego and his concern about the country, he obviously expressed a lot of that in the run-up to this thing, and he made a big splash. And I agree that the media was ready on the left to really take him apart. The banking system in this country is nationalized now, and if you're a threat to the administration, to Barack Obama's reelection, and Trump for a while certainly looked like a threat, it's going to be tough for him to ever get a loan again for one of those Trump towers.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
What?
Trump was a threat?
Yes, apparently, until the liberal media destroyed him. It certainly wasn't any
threat to the
ridiculous thing he said.
I quit.
threat to what? A legitimate political discussion happening?
I'm fired.
I was looking forward to that bumper sticker. I wanted it to be Trump Palin so they could have the I quit, you're fired bumper sticker. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, right. You can't fire me. I quit. Trump Palin 2012.
All right. Brian Kilmeade, Fox and Friends.
You know, on Monday, there was a major speech given by Paul Ryan, and he felt as though I had to define exactly what my plan has and my path to prosperity. And there's no secret that he went to Chicago for a reason, because he wants to explain it to right where President Obama was once Senator Obama and once called home. And he defended his proposals and defended his plan. At least he's looking at it honestly in a way in which America can afford it in the future.
Uh-huh, and it was honestly awful solution. Pretty much everyone in the country agrees.
Notice how he comes to his defense. He felt the need to defend his plan. He's instigating a plan that would turn Medicare and Social Security into voucher programs.
Hell, it's giving people premium support.
Premium support.
Oh, that's
now
what that,
in premium.
I feel so much better about
it. In cool mint flavor.
I forgot about that.
No,
that's wonderful. I was questioning my Medicare freshness.
And
but thanks
extra,
to premium support.
Extra scrubbing bubbles as well.
Mom, do you ever have problems with your Medicare not being fresh?
Are you questioning your Medicare's freshness?
Maybe you should try premium support.
Maybe you should try riding a white voucher on the beach.
But that smells like a dead skunk wrapped in wet bacon. But that makes it even smell worse.
Oh, boy.
But it seems like it would. Look at the name on the box. Premium support. It sounds better, doesn't it?
I have a voucher for $5.
And it doesn't have the word care in it. That's a word we hate on the right. Medicare, Obamacare.
Can you do gymnastics and ride a horse on the beach? Not without
caring
premium
support.
Caring
is bad. Just ask Jesus. Caring bad. All premium right. support, good. Support.
How did we know that we would get some of that famous feminist compassion from Rush Limbaugh for Maria Shriver?
They're trying to tell us that Maria Shriver was a journalist. For 10 years, Arnold kept that love child thing a secret from his wife as a journalist. For NBC, you know, Arnold's big mistake, aside from what you think is the obvious mistake, his big mistake was thinking that he's a real Kennedy.
In the end, he was just a Schwarzenegger.
I get it, because is it just me, or does he sound like he was fighting off a gas bubble the entire time? You know what I mean? You know, it's no. Like at the top of your throat, there it becomes.
He didn't tell us what.
It's just like a piece of chicken skin that didn't work its way down. It was kind of laying there like a flap, and it just kind of every time air tries to pass from it through his esophagus, it just kind of like
his fibers are moving.
And it was only the shaping of his mouth that actually turned the gas sound into words. It's kind of like it's like a fart version of one of those buzzers you hold up to your neck. Hello, hello.
It magically made it, first of all, Maria's fault, because, you know, not the good journalist, I guess, and then also it made it into a Kennedy joke. And nothing to do with the Republican involved in the actual scandal.
Oh. And let's not forget the pronunciation of Schwarzenegger's name to accent the last two syllables as a racial epithet to denigrate both Schwarzenegger and black people.
You don't need to be a dog to hear that whistle.
That was a bonus. All right, Glenn Beck on the radio.
What we have going on here is a destruction of all of our defenses, our faith, our monetary system, our constitution, our history.
But enough about
it's
the Bush
all being destroyed. Yeah. Grab your family and raise your children the best you can.
Uh-huh.
Protect them from the evil that is everywhere. You think you're safe at your own church, but you are not.
Well, you're not if you're an abortion doctor that Bill O'Reilly's mentioned several hundred times.
Or you're just in a church that's there's a guy locally who wants to target liberals and just walks in and starts shooting up on Glenn Beck's sort of insistence. It's the amazing thing. Who is he talking to?
I don't know.
You know what I mean? Like, at a certain point, you go, he's speaking to me. Oh, no, he's speaking to someone. Oh, what?
Huh? What?
19 minutes after the hour, we continue Hump Days with Hal on The Stephanie Miller Show. Mm-hmm.
Call the political party line now. 1-800-STEP-12.
Stephanie Miller.
Nasty dog.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know. Someone on the live stream made the mistake of asking how my dogs are.
Yeah.
Max and Fred. Max and Fred, they're the most hated romantic man in the world.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know why you guys don't enjoy that. 1-800-STEP-12 phone number.
It's the volume when you do it. When you know, now she's
you can't talk about your dogs in a normal voice. No one can.
But on the air, she's just like, you know, that's what Mac and Fred.
Yeah.
But you ask her off the air, Mac and Fred. Oh God. Sorry.
Jeannie in Ithaca is just coming down off her sexy liberal high from the show in Syracuse. Hi, Jeannie.
Hi, you guys. Hi. Hey, that was a great show. I sort of interjected my hand and shook it with you mm-hmm. both.
Thank
but
you.
Anyway, Hal, you were talking about fracking, the alternatives to fracking, and how we can grow it through algae. And I'd love for you to talk to the audience so we can have some talking points, because what I'm hearing from people pro is, well, we need the gas. What else are we going to do?
And yeah, so, Jeannie, Hal went all like Bill Nye science guy on us, didn't he, Saturday night, in the middle of a comedy show.
And
I just did.
He had poked himself in the eye with his pocket protector. It was a whole thing. Hal,
right.
Go ahead.
Look.
Let's do your little
necessary
lecture.
Necessary nerding out. Okay. Basically, your alternative fuel choices are already sort of being defined, because the technology takes a while to develop. So here's what's going to happen. Your large trucks, your large buses, those kind of things are all going to be CNG. They're all going to be compressed natural
gas.
Could
I have my high school educational film script
Relax.
Music, please?
Mm-hmm. The source of it right now, the way they're saying we had 100 years of natural gas in the United States, they're looking at fracking as
What? I'm just...
Nothing natural. Have you seen what she eats when she comes in?
I know.
It's brown rice pasta. It's healthy. Go ahead.
They're looking at what you can drill out of the ground, because they're still based on a resource-based economy. The truth is, with algae, agribusiness, methane, landfill gas, there's a lot of sources you can get compressed natural gas from that are completely renewable. Will you please?
What?
I'm trying to be a scientist.
I'm just spitballing you a little bit like you do me.
Back off, man.
All right.
I'm a scientist. All right. Then it's going to be hydrogen. By the way, when you take CNG, when you take compressed natural gas, my favorite part of it, and you convert it into hydrogen, you get 30% more energy from it than you would just as CNG. So hydrogen cars will actually be 30% more efficient than natural gas cars, even though the source is the same.
Do we have to know this?
Yes, there will be a test.
Okay, all right.
It matters.
Just asking. Vince.
I don't want the thing is most people think that all that gas is just going to come from being drilled out of the ground because that's what they're used to. But there's so many other sources for it, including algae, mm-hmm. which you can you can actually have farms. You can have
there is a car that runs on hydrogen. The problem is getting enough hydrogen.
That's what I'm saying. The electricity necessary for it can be done through wind and solar. Mm-hmm. So there's enough energy. We have enough energy to draw the solar out and make a transmittable fuel source where you can fill up a car physically with something, and there's enough that you can gather from it. And CNG, okay. If you're going to use that anyways, better to use it as hydrogen. Okay. So commuter cars will all be hydrogen.
I'm sorry for the heckling. That was actually very informative.
Thank you. I'm trying to... All right. You can't complain about wars for oil and that not...
Hello?
Pay attention to the solution. We'll get to you in a second. Relax.
Hello, Vince. Hello? In California. You want to talk about something sexier, Navy SEALs. Go ahead, Vince.
Hi, Vince.
Yes. I used to live right next door to the Marine Amphibious Base in San Diego. If you've ever been down there, Coronado, the mm-hmm. Hotel Del, mm-hmm. I lived in those condos. And my favorite thing to do was during the full moon, I'd be out there surfing 11, 12, 1 o'clock in the morning. And I'd see
when the sharks are feeding. Yeah. Didn't you see Jaws?
You know, the first time they scared me, it was actually porpoises.
They're kind of rapey. They're a little rapey.
Yeah. But I'd see these guys, 13.5-pound steel helmets, full combat gear, coming out of the water, and they actually had a six-wheeled vehicle picking them up as they fell out on the beach because they could no longer keep up with the program. And, hey, 5 minutes on your show will bring up 20 other comments, you know, on mm-hmm. hold. I got one for you. There's actually now a male freshness product. It's called Umpire.
Okay.
It's for foul balls.
Okay. Thanks for that information.
Balls. Umpire.
Yeah, okay. Oh, right.
588-Q3.
Yeah, that's because the show is like short attention span theater. Well, by the time you're on hold, there's already been like 47 more subjects.
I gotta make notes of the jokes I'm gonna say when I get on. Oh, that's good one.
I got a male freshness joke.
I'm gonna go back about a half hour if I could.
All right. I love it. Any Navy SEAL story is good with me. All right.
Again, you don't want them to go fight wars for oil over there, then we have to look for your sources here. They don't all have to come from fracking. That's what the CNG industry doesn't want you to know.
Thank you. All right, Representative Jim McDermott of the great state of Washington, as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
There will only be open minds and new horizons. Get ready for...
Stephanie Miller.
Mm-hmm. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. 34 minutes after the hour in the midst of Hump mm-hmm. Days with Hal Sparks. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. The President's Press Secretary, Jay Carney, talking about the economy yesterday.
We've had now 14 months of... net job creation, private sector job creation, and three straight months of rather strong net private sector job creation.
Let's check in with Representative Jim McDermott of the great state of Washington on what's going on in Washington, jobs, economy, debt ceiling. Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning. How are you, Stephanie?
I am good. There's been so much going on. Update us on, you know, where we're at in these negotiations over the debt ceiling.
Well, from reading the newspaper, which is what I trust, that's all I know, it looks like the talks have fallen apart between the Gang of Six in the Senate, and the Speaker of the House is still demanding way more than is reasonable. The President has put on the table a plan for the future, but it really has to be separate from the debt limit.
Yeah. The debt limit, it always has been in the past, right?
Absolutely. We never tied all this kind of stuff together, whether it was Republican or Democratic president or Democrat or Republican Congress. We always work together on this because it's our national, it's our international economy that's at stake here.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the latest was Senator Coburn, the Republican from Oklahoma, has left the Gang of Six, correct? I mean, I guess that's how badly things are going.
Yesterday he went into the meeting and announced that if they weren't going to talk about entitlement reform, well, he was out of there. So I don't know how they get back together, and I think they just got to stop that process for the moment, raise the debt ceiling, and then we'll get on with the budget battle.
Yeah, I mean, you know, but we keep saying it over and over, Congressman. It's like the Republicans always seem to need to take a hostage. It seems like every time we get here, whether it's a government shutdown or debt ceiling, there's a hostage crisis, and, you know, and they're going to demand concessions, and I absolutely agree with you. This is something far more serious even than a government shutdown.
Yes, I think we've never, ever come close to this, and I think that we don't really recognize how fragile the international economy is. You've got the International Monetary Fund trying to bail out Portugal and Ireland, and you got all these things happening around the world, and everybody's counting on the dollar as the reserve currency. That's the one thing you can count on. And suddenly, these Tea Party folks are saying, well, let's just throw that in the wastebasket. We don't have to play that game anymore. And they have no understanding what they're doing.
Yeah, yeah. Congressman, you and Senator Sanders, this headline is, you know, one of our my ongoing dreams. McDermott and Sanders unveil single-payer Medicare for All legislation. It seems to make such good sense to most of us, and I just, you know, don't understand why people say this is, you know, clearly the best idea on health care, and yet it has no chance of passing. What are your thoughts on it?
Well, I would dispute that it has no chance of passing. It, as a national program, it doesn't have a very likely chance of passing.
Mm-hmm.
But in Vermont, the state legislature has passed it through the House and the Senate, and it's on the governor's desk about to be signed, that they're going to run a single-payer plan. They want to run a single-payer plan in the state of Vermont. Now, it came close in California some years ago, and we've tried things in the state of Washington to try and get there. There are a lot of places within the country where this can break out and begin to operate. And once people see it operate,
they will
say, why don't we have that?
Yes, like in Massachusetts, where that nice Mitt Romney gave them health care that's covering almost everyone in the state. I mean, isn't it amazing, Representative, how the only thing Republicans can't do and run in this, you know, in this current environment in the Republican Party is either, you know, do something successful like that, that they have to run away, or Newt Gingrich has to tell the truth on Medicare and say Paul Ryan's plan's a bad plan and there should be a mandate. And, you know, they're saying he's pretty much done in the Republican field now.
Well, it's been kind of funny because they have always resisted a government plan, like a single-payer plan, and they said, no, we have to have an individual mandate. We'll put the responsibility on the individual. Well, that's what Mitt Romney did in Massachusetts, and that's what the president did in his plan, and now the Republicans are running out into the street, tearing off their clothes, yelling, oh, God, it's the end of the earth. We can't have an individual mandate. So they can't have it both ways.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they can, and that's what makes it entertaining for the rest of us. All right. Representative Jim McDermott, always a pleasure. Thanks so much for taking time with us.
Talk to you again.
Oh, talk to you soon. All right, there he goes. Jim McDermott, like him. Oh, yeah, that's the one thing you can't do. You can knock up as many household staffs. You can have as many wives as you want. You cannot tell the truth because then that is...
Again, that's why I'm starting to understand how they keep complaining that full context quotes of them are shown with sentences before and after that set the entire picture, and they still claim they're being taken out of context. Then there has to be a bigger context to play, which is, of course, everything I say is a lie. I'm a corporatist trying to stay elected in a red district filled with people who are voting against their best interests. That's the context.
Here is Senator Coburn, who left. I say it's time for the Team Six. If the Gang of Six can't get anything done, time to send in SEAL Team Six.
We're at an impasse, and I had a frank conversation with Senator Durbin this morning, and he agreed that we were at an impasse. And, you know, when you're at an impasse, the worst thing you can do is keep trying to hit your head against the wall until you break your head. And so what we're going to do is I'm just going to give it a rest for a while and see. They all worked in good faith, every one of them. And so it's not a matter of bad faith. It's a matter of being a realist about what you can accomplish and what you can't.
And then a large bread truck ran over him.
Right. Never stand up.
You can hear it backing up.
There's
yet
a garbage truck behind you. It's full of our ideas. Yeah.
It's full of old recycled ideas from the 90s brought back by Newt Gingrich.
Newt Gingrich, right. Yeah, exactly. Look out.
Yeah, it's by the way,
truck.
He had the same
the new
plan
Paul Ryan
in the 90s.
Plan, right?
That's what, I mean, that was the story. It was he had the same plan. You know, you have to go back and Google a little bit, and then you go, oh, yeah, no, that was the exact same plan Newt Gingrich had. I mean, do these guys have any core values? They just...
And politically, this is how he'll govern, by the way, everybody in Coburn's district. Just know that anytime he reaches an impasse or a difficult point, he needs some rest. He's just going to take a moment.
Yes.
To just clutch his chest and sit.
Clutch his pearls.
I need to sit down for a moment. And just, it's overwhelming.
We
this
have
whole
all
process.
These disagreements, and I find it's very disturbing.
When
to
you
me,
have to care
too many
about
conversations
anybody but yourself.
Involved in governing. Yeah, this is not what I had
That's
in
not
mind.
What I got into this for.
I have to make arguments that other people disagree
that are cogent
with.
And...
Speaking of debt, yeah, here's the story. Gingrich owed six figures to Tiffany's. I'm telling you, he has a Kobe account. I think the adultery's still going on.
Yeah.
Here's approach.
Again, every time that Nudie cheats, I get a ring.
I think he's tapping some of Tiger Woods' cast-offs.
I think so. Newt Gingrich, a fiscal conservative, not when it comes to Tiffany's. In 2005 and 6, the former House Speaker turned presidential candidate carried as much as $500,000 in debt to Tiffany. Yikes. Callista Gingrich, the current Mrs. Gingrich, for those of you keeping track, listed a revolving charge account. Oh, just like he has sort of revolving marriages. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. At Tiffany & Company in the liability section of her personal financial disclosure form for two consecutive years indicated it was her spouse's debt. When asked by Politico whether Gingrich has settled the debt and why he owed between $250,000 and $500,000 to a jeweler, his spokesman said no comment. They said no comment on
really?
That.
Really? Mm-hmm. No. Here is that. I think we should start calling his wives by, like, junior and the third. Like, it should have his wife, first wife is the senior, then junior, then
well,
the third.
Well, she'd technically be the third lady if he were elected.
And then, if he gets
she would
remarried,
be the first lady because,
his next
yeah.
wife will be Esquire. Mrs. Gingrich Esquire.
Exactly. All right. By the way, speaking of presidential predictions, I just love Dick Morris's prediction that Trump would run proves again he's a terrible political forecaster. This is what I love about Dick Morris, aside from being a big, wheezy blowhard.
Mm-hmm.
He's wrong about everything ever. And they just keep having him on.
Right.
He wrote a whole book about how the presidential race was going to be between Condoleezza Rice and Hillary Clinton. That was his whole premise. And it's like, what? Yeah. He was on Hannity to discuss the Republicans' chances in 2012.
Which is where you go to be wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, it's like a dumping ground for idiotic ideas.
He claimed that several of the potential Republican nominees could beat Obama. Right.
Mm.
He said, you previously, of course, he had said
in a hot dog eating contest.
He takes Donald Trump very seriously. He went on to predict Trump is going to run, and he's got a good shot at the nomination, and he could beat Obama, and so on. Yeah, so then last night, he went on and started talking about Mitt Romney, Mitch Daniels, Michelle Bachmann, and Newt Gingrich as candidates who could beat Obama. He's just...
I think the situation would be perfect as president. He could beat anybody.
Anybody could beat
you trust me because everything I say is right.
If they just believe everything I say and pay no attention to who they're voting. If
the man
if
gets winded by a run-on. He gets winded by a run-on sentence, and he's wrong. No matter how much he talks,
right.
And they keep having him back.
Well, again, I, like I said, if you want to be wrong, go on Sean Hannity's program because it's just they'll serve you up on a silver platter.
Mm. Michelle Bachmann on her chances, I suppose.
The number one fundraiser in this last quarter, which was an astounding fact considering there's very stiff competition.
Mm.
But the interesting thing is our support is in small donations, but from a wide base of people.
A wide base of bat.
A base of wide people.
A wide base of bat crazy people like me.
Trolling for votes at the all-you-can-eat buffet.
Right.
All right,
standing
Michelle Bachmann.
Between them and the dessert thing.
Our phones have been ringing off the hook. Our Facebook has been lit up. Our donations are pouring in.
Mm.
And people are saying, Michelle, jump in. We want you to run.
Yes.
And we had announced earlier that we would be looking at a June entry date
for a decision one way or another about this race.
Boy,
possibly we may move that up.
I think she was. They were saying to her, go take a flying leap, and she misinterpreted that as... I want you to jump in.
Yes, yes, exactly.
Oh, all look right. at that short pier. You make a run for that presidency.
Go, run, go.
It ain't a man's world. Please run.
Please. 45 minutes after the hour. Right back.
I was one of those callers. Please run.
Hump face. That's how we know we're popular on the radio, right, Chris? Because there's lots of phone calls.
Yeah, right.
Is it raining where you are? Oh, look how many phone calls I have. I'm popular. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
It's a combination of low self-esteem, low blood sugar, and mixing red wine with my dog's painkillers.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Oh, yeah. Oh, don't be criticizing my ballroom blitz.
No. I mean, they sound much butcher than the Sweet.
The original song. It's one of those songs like somebody wrote because Rocky Horror was popular.
Exactly.
So they wrote let's write a Rocky Horror song for the radio.
Yeah.
Awesome. 51 minutes after the hour, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. Hump Days with Hal continues apace. 1-800-STEP-12. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Norm in California, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello, Norm.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
My wife and I support gay marriage, but it seems like the churches and the conservatives want to ban gay marriage. Why don't we just ban tradition marriage? Come on, let's let the gays and lesbians get married. I mean, Rush Limbaugh is on his fourth, and Newt is on his third. Give me a break.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Doug Stanhope has a great point that, you know, the argument, you know, back and forth about whether gays should have the right to get married or whatever seems to miss the point, according to him, which is, marriage shouldn't be a legal agreement anyways, that the government should look at you as an individual, and any choice you make should be made as an individual choice. And it's a religious decision. If you have a church that will allow you to do it, then where's the government stepping in saying, this church allows gay marriage, but we're not going to? Isn't that big government? Aren't the big government conservatives against social engineering?
But that's why more and more Republicans are coming out in support of marriage equality because of that, because that it is the definition of personal liberty and smaller government to get the hell out of our bedrooms and our private lives. All right. By the way, there's nothing going on in mine. I'm just saying, theoretically, people that have stuff going on.
You
all right.
Kiss your dog.
Well, there's a lot of French kissing of dogs, yes.
Right.
I did force Fred into a snuggle, a middle of the night snuggle. Okay. Fred! Get up here!
Fred?
He's like, oh,
geez. Fred?
All right.
Fred?
The Governator story. See, I was ahead of my time. I've called him the Sperminator for years, and see, I knew. He obviously acknowledged fathering a child with a member of the household staff. Shriver separately issued a statement saying it was a heartbreaking time, and two of their kids sent Twitter messages. Did you see those?
No.
Maria's statement was, this is a painful and heartbreaking time. As a mother, my concern is for the children. I ask for compassion and respect as my children and I try to rebuild our lives. I will have no further comment. Well, until next Wednesday when she's on Oprah. But right now she'll have no comment. I bet she'll have a little bit to say.
She was actually on yesterday. They filmed it yesterday.
So they filmed, right, but it'll be on. It's her last. It's Oprah's last show.
She didn't talk?
No
thing.
Way.
Wow.
What do you mean? She was just on waving or something?
No, she was one of the cavalcade of stars that came out.
Oh. Uh-huh. Damn.
They're on. They've got a system, those Kennedys.
Yikes. In a Twitter posting Tuesday, Patrick Schwarzenegger, 17, said, some days you feel like some days you want to quit and just be normal for a bit, yet I love my family till death do us part. He signed his tweet, Patrick Shriver, which is. It was followed later in the day by a Twitter message from his sister, 21-year-old Catherine Schwarzenegger, who said, this is definitely not easy, but I appreciate your love and support as I begin to heal and move forward in life. I will always love my family. So it's, you know, there's always that sad side. I mean, it's hard to, I mean, obviously there's people do the jokes, but that's the kind of really sad side that you just go, wow. And I still don't get the whole, like, no condoms thing. I don't understand. Because that's a whole nother... It's just... not that cheating is okay, but that's a whole nother level of wow. Of
oh, my God.
Whew. Maria, sit down. I have something to tell you.
I have a lot of things to tell you, actually. It's going to take a while. We should order out.
Let's start with first grade.
Let me... perhaps we should open a box of wine. Yeah, this
that is that how you solve everything?
Mm-hmm.
Is that your solution?
Well, it's not a drinking problem. It's a drinking solution.
Wow.
All right.
According to Ozzy Osbourne.
How big are these boxes?
They're big. Mm-hmm. Mitch Daniels, by the way, have you heard... He has sort of a reverse problem. Did you hear his whole... His wife...
oh, yes. Right.
Left him and their four kids in the 90s and married another guy in California and then... Left that guy and then remarried Mitch. And then came back.
Honey, I'm home.
Honey, I'm home.
Get the hell off my porch.
Yes. There's word that his wife may not be really all that wild about them. Him running and them delving into their... You know, they have a little atypical personal life, I guess. Mitch Daniels yesterday.
People have said, keep an open mind or reopen your mind to this. I've said, all right.
All right. For your wife leaving you and your children and marrying someone else.
I'm used to that.
Okay.
I'm used to having to wrap my head around something bizarre.
Whatever.
All right.
I'm dead inside anyways. What's the point?
Mitch Daniels.
Whatever the Republican Party is or has been anywhere, in this state for the last 5 years, we are the party of change.
Yeah, really bad change.
Mm-hmm. Right. Look in your pocket. How much money do you have compared to how much you had in the 90s? Change.
This is interesting in light of what we just said.
What seems to matter most to people here is, do you BS them or do you tell them straight? Are you constructive? Do you have new ideas? Or are you sort of just drifting along, standing pat?
What?
How is this a new idea, destroying Medicare? That's what the Republicans have wanted to do ever since
it was created. No, I was saying that was Newt Gingrich's plan back in the 90s. It was the same plan. And it just
The Republicans were against all of that in the 1930s.
Yeah.
You know, any kind of government help.
Yeah.
They thought that would make people lazy.
They still believe that. Here's the biggest sign that someone is not running for president. Bobby Jindal praises Obama's flood response.
What?
Are you allowed to say anything good about the president in any context? Not if you're serious. Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal, a well-known exorcist, one of the leading critics of the Obama administration's response in last year's Gulf bill, says things are going much better as his state deals with flooding along the Mississippi River. He said this has been a joint collaborative effort. Noting that federal agencies did something right? What? Like FEMA, Army Corps of Engineers, and the Coast Guard are working well with the state and parishes to coordinate a response. A rising star in the GOP.
Oh, he's not anymore.
Not anymore.
Yeah. For big government, clearly.
But that's the killer thing, is they can't even vaguely say anything.
Right.
Good about the president. I mean, after the bin Laden thing, they didn't even mention him. You know what I mean? Like the Palins of the world just, congratulated the troops. Like because as we know, Navy SEALs, they're an improv group.
Hey, I know.
George Bush snuck in there in the cover of night and choked him with a pretzel.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
They were an offshoot of the Groundlings, actually, Navy SEALs. They just kind of did their own
thing. Let's get some helicopters and fly to Pakistan and see what we can stir up.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's how it happened. Ann in Atlanta, real quick, on Nudie. Hi, Ann.
Yes, I had something real quick to say about Newt's wife. She can be either the third lady or the second mistress.
Oh.
That's true.
That's true.
There are two openings there, either way.
I think technically, she legally becomes the wife. She's no longer the mistress or whatever. But during that period, she was.
Former mistress. Lady coming down the pike.
Do you refer to her as former Newt Gingrich mistress?
All right, 58 minutes after the hour, right back. More Hump Days with Hal on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Why does it feel good? Because you're humping with Hal for free.
Yeah.
It's Hump Days with Hal Sparks.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see him live tonight.
Well, no. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Jacksonville, yes. Florida. And, well, tonight with the band
with
at St. Rock in Hermosa Beach.
Yeah.
And if you're in the L.A. area. Oh, and this just announced. July 4th, my band will be playing at the House of Blues in L.A.
Oh, cool.
Oh my God!
Yeah,
Oh, that's an awesome, that's an awesome venue. Good job.
Apart from the parking, that sounds
right. Yeah. What parking?
Exactly.
All right. And in the meantime, the Sexy Liberal Show, of course, exploding all over the country. It's the show the right wing doesn't want you to see. You know, they're trying to bribe our Booker. They're hacking our Twitter and our Facebook. They're scalping tickets for $500 a piece. Mm-hmm. For God's sake.
The Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show is taking the country by storm, packing theaters across the nation. And conservatives are losing their minds.
I'm going to lose my mind today.
John Fugelsang, Hal Sparks, and radio goddess Stephanie Miller are touring America. And the Republicans are so afraid of the truth that they want to shut them down.
I say, shut it down.
Oh, no, she didn't.
Don't let that happen. Bring the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show to your area. Contact your favorite venue and demand it. Tell your friends. Make a Facebook page. Tag at Sexy Liberal on Twitter. And be sure to like Sexy Liberal on Facebook. Let it be known that we all want the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show because it's the show conservatives don't want you to see.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, that's right. Go to, I hit the wrong button in my box again. Sorry. Ah, Raleigh Durham coming up next. Chapel Hill Carborough. Okay.
Carborough.
Saturday, June 4th. Minneapolis, Saturday, June 18th. Chicago for Gay Pride Weekend and Taste of Chicago. Hello. June 25th. And Boston, Saturday, July 16th. We're very excited about all of those.
Yeah.
Go to Ticketmaster.com. And
Steph and I will be doing... play-by-play for the Pride Parade on WCPT
and
Radio.
And John Fugelsang will join us as for WCPT, our station
from the
in Chicago.
Center on Halsted, which is where the proceeds are...
Some of the proceeds are going to
benefit.
Yeah.
Great... I mean, it's a great community center anyways. I think it's the best community center in the country.
Yeah.
Much less LGBT center. I mean, that...
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Oh, it's another unsolicited testimonial. Why?
Look at that.
Heavens. Mama, I've used ProFlowers for years, even before I fell in love with you and Chris and Jim and Hal. And I've been a huge John Fugelsang fan since his time.
Huge.
Huge. Although that might just be the Daisy Fuentes and me talking from his VJ days. Yeah. Both my wife and I bought Mother's Day gifts for our mom on ProFlowers. I also bought some Cedarside insect repellent spray. Why? I haven't even received it yet. I'm so excited to tell everyone about it after hearing it from you and Randy Rhodes. What? Don't get it from that hoa. Get it from me. Type Stephanie in the box at Cedarside.com. Don't type. Type Stephanie in the box. I hope you get this email before my computer gets eaten by something bad since I don't have Carbonite yet. Oh, I know. Bad liberal. But still sexy. Bob in Arlington. Bob, Carbonite.com.
Yeah.
Type Stephanie in the box.
Mm-hmm. If you need somebody to explain it, get the GoToMeeting app.
Thank you.
Phone app.
Thank you. Thank you.
See, you're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Or the Hal Sparks iPhone app, and then you can watch the show, and I can give you tips after the show, which we end up doing. So.
Okay. Fine. Yeah. All right. Oh, this is an unsolicited testimonial to our fellow sexy liberal, Aisha Tyler, who was here yesterday. Steph, Chris, Jim, Hal, yesterday, needing to spend some time with people who don't annoy me, I parked in the quiet area of an old cemetery and sat listening to the show just in time to hear Aisha Tyler say, booga booga cheese.
Yeah, boogity boogity cheese.
Boogity boogity cheese.
Boogity boogity cheese. I was listening.
And thought this is a moment. In fact, I was nearly sure no other listener to the Stephanie Miller Show could say they were laughing at your fart jokes while sitting on 10 acres of corpses. Your friend in Forcing the Dead to Listen to You, Scott in Ithaca.
Nice.
Just forced the dead to listen to me.
Yeah, to boogity boogity cheese.
Boogity boogity cheese! I think she was referring to that you do brain surgery, you have to be awake.
Yes. Right. And
so that if they touch a certain part of your brain that
you
makes you say,
boogity
boogity,
boogity
cheese!
Cheese,
then they know.
Bingo.
Jackpot.
Yeah,
it's like the game Operation.
First
boogity boogity cheese.
I think she needs a shirt now that says
Remove
that on it.
Funny bone.
Boogity boogity cheese.
Yeah, go to Zazzle.
Yeah, Zazzle.
Exactly. I don't know, and I'm not even sure which part of the brain makes you say boogity boogity cheese. But apparently,
you don't want to find out the hard way.
You're not supposed to touch.
Like Buckaroo Banzai said, no, don't tug on that. You don't know what it might be attached to.
Evan and Marilyn, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Evan.
Oh, hey, thanks. Shano's so great. Could he please do boner to T
Tears of a Clown. That would be a good combination. two quick things. Steph, you've been telling us for a long time that you're an elderly shut-in.
Yes.
But I think the Sexy Liberal Tour shows you still got plenty of Itchy Kitty left in you.
Look out.
Well, that's where I began my career as a dancer at the Itchy Kitty in Reseda.
Important to know. Now, the second thing is
I got some pole skills. I got some mad pole skills.
The second thing is kind of for Jim and Hal, because last week Hal started ripping through some of the facts about Bin Laden, you know, escape at Tora Bora. They dissolved the Bin Laden desk in 2005, right when Bin Laden is moving to his new compound.
Uh-huh.
Bush says he doesn't think about the guy very much. I have a more than half serious conspiracy sausage that I think that Bush made some sort of a deal with the Bin Laden family. He doesn't attack in the United States again, and we don't kill him.
That's pretty much how it played out. And you know, there's sort of this tacit, well, you know, I don't think about it much. I don't really care.
I don't care.
What's happened, you know. And then all of a sudden, nobody's looking for him exactly where he is. And we sign almost
this. Well, it's once again I'm at that dilemma. Is this just incompetence with the Bush administration?
No, it can't be. Because that's right when we signed our deal with them, where we started feeding them $3.6 billion a year, at that point.
Daddy got a deal with Bin Laden. Oops, I wasn't supposed to say that part. I got
to
go.
It's time once again to play a terrorist dating game, because they're trying to choose a new, you know.
Sure.
So we like take a little look-see at who the candidates
are. They had this yearbook picture on CNN.
Terroristmatch.com.
Yeah. This guy's great. Most likely to strap bombs to himself.
Yeah. 2 weeks after the killing of Bin Laden, there's a central lingering question in the sanctums of intelligence and military planning. Who are the new terrorist leaders causing U.S. Counterterrorism officials to lose sleep? Here they are. One principal figure has long been known to intelligence and national security advisors. U.S.-born, English-speaking propaganda chief of a Yemen-based al-Qaeda offshoot, Anwar al-Awlaki. Al-Awlaki.
You know, he's 90% avocado.
You think I'm gay. You think I'd be able to speak better Arabic.
Al-Awlaki.
Al-Waka-waka. The militant cleric has been implicated in many of the recent high-profile attacks in the United States, including the failed car bombing in Times Square. That doofus? That's all he's got? That doofus that left the keys in the car?
That was not my best work.
I wouldn't put that one on my resume. He's like, there's things you leave off the resume. I wouldn't. Times Square car bombing? You're going to get laughed out of Al-Qaeda.
Mm-hmm. Well, I loved how everybody rushed to... he is with us. He is great in the fight against this is the crappiest bomb we've ever seen. We never met this guy. I don't know who we're talking about.
Leave that one off the resume, dear God. Who are some of the 24 terrorism suspects on the high-value target list? High up on the list is Abu Saif, an Egyptian-born al-Qaeda lieutenant believed to be hiding in Pakistan, who was reportedly chosen interim chief of al-Qaeda's command and control in the wake of Bin Laden's demise. Adel, wanted by the FBI for his role in the August 1998 bombing of the U.S. embassies in Tanzania and Kenya, former member of the Egyptian Islamic Jihad, along with Bin Laden's number two, Zawahiri. Trained as a medical doctor. Well, it originally was pronounced Dr. Huffhar.
Dr. Huffhar.
Dr. Furrier.
You can pronounce it that way, too. These names, these Arabic names, it can be pronounced any number of ways. It's Zawahiri or...
Huffhar.
And Melmahe.
You
think El Zawahiri looks back at his Hippocratic Oath and was shocked, like his doctor's... Wait a minute.
First do no harm.
Crap!
What?
Boy, did I misread this.
Does that include not blowing people up?
I chose the entirely wrong form of work.
Hey, let me get my eraser. First do harm.
Scratch.
There's also Adan Sharma. A Saudi, you know. I just called them all Huffhar.
Square she's. She's wheeze.
This is like one long, like, land shark sketch.
Totally.
Al-Qaeda headquarters was there.
Huffhar.
Slarmaharnakarnan.
Hey, that you Dan Aykroyd and nothing
we
but
have
trouble.
Exploding flowers for Dr. Flinghung.
Francesco and Rinaldi Square.
Anyway, Shamakahar is a Saudi who grew up in the U.S., Brooklyn and South Florida. Who has a $5 million U.S. bounty on information waiting his apprehension. He was indicted for his alleged role in a terrorist plot to attack New York subway targets. And that's terrorist dating game for now. We don't know what they're going to choose.
Will your terrorist be a dream or a dud?
Terrorist number three.
I got something I want to ask you.
Okay. So,
where
are you...
the craziest place you made Whoopi?
Yeah. Okay. Lying on top of a pile of C4. It was kind of spongy. It was like memory foam.
It was like a Tempur-Pedic bed.
That's why I never smoke after sex.
Shannon in Oakland. Hello, Shannon.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
Everybody.
Hi.
Hi. Just want to say quickly how I have been just reviewing the Queer as Folk box set, and I'm in love with you all over again.
Well,
but
my nude backside. It's always awkward to talk to someone over the phone who's seen you naked, and yet you've never met them in person. That's a rare.
Well, we should take care of that. But my main.
Hello.
Hello now.
Well, I wanted to just ask you guys, when you're booking guests, to maybe bring someone in that's looking at voting machine fraud. Mm-hmm. I mean, as much as we laugh about the current candidates on the other side, how, no matter how buffoonery they are, if they do, you know, machinations with the machines. And
yeah.
Have to
yeah. No, well, we've talked about that.
Days worrying about recounts. It's,
yeah. No,
you
we
know,
we've
we
talked about it. Yeah,
that.
we've talked about it a lot on the show, and we've had Brad Friedman on obviously a fair amount.
Yeah. It's but, an excellent point you make.
That's my biggest fear is no matter who they put up there.
Well, I'm sure it is, but I think
gonna, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure it is, but I think you mostly called to be a hussy with Hal Sparks. But I appreciate your serious concern about election.
I can't. You know,
yeah, remember back in 2004 when John Kerry was winning by a landslide until suddenly he wasn't.
And then somehow.
Well, it's curious. I honestly think in the presidential run it will not be an issue considering who they are running. It's the local issues they've learned to monkey with.
Right.
And there was a lot of talk about Prop 8 being massaged. Because they knew California.
So that was not a happy ending. It was an unhappy ending.
Right. Yeah. Nobody would buy if Obama lost.
18 minutes after the hour. Celebrity Stack as we continue Hump Days with Hal on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Do you like it?
It's brilliant.
It's The Stephanie Miller Show. Steffi. Steffi. Steffi.
How Sparks' package is hypnotic when he dances. Okay, 23 minutes after the hour. It's the one day of the week I go to questioning. I go right back again tomorrow. This hour brought to you by GoToMeeting, the best way to host an online meeting. My listeners try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, type in the promo code Stephanie. Be sure to use the promo code Stephanie. All right, 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number. Angel in Tucson, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hello.
I was wondering if you guys know what do you get when you cross Darth Vader. Mm-hmm. And Arnold Schwarzenegger.
What's that?
You are my child.
Oh, I see where you're going.
I see.
Gotcha.
Okay. All right.
I like ballpark. I understand where she was headed with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, A for effort.
This is a, listen, everybody gets
things of this nature.
Everybody gets a T-ball trophy here.
Yeah.
That's fine. Okay. Barbara in D.C., you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome, Barbara.
Who's your daddy and what does he do?
Hello, Barbara.
Who's your daddy and what does he do?
He's the governor.
Crap.
Daryl in New Jersey, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Daryl.
Hey, sexy and lesbian and from the universe. How's it going?
Thank you. Hello.
Hey, listen, a couple of things. My theory about the Bin Laden thing is I think George Bush wanted that no-bid contract for Halliburton and Bechtel to build a terror crib in Pakistan.
But that would only make sense if Halliburton worked with the Bin Ladens and the Saudi royal family to do major construction in that part of the world, which is good.
Happened.
Sorry.
By the way, I know you go because you go everywhere in the world, but what's the... Abu Dhabi, what's the place?
Dubai.
Dubai, that's it. Did you hear they hired the guy that behind Blackwater? They're hiring private mercenaries.
Yeah, he's going to do a private military
army.
Corporate military. Welcome to every, like, go watch some anime movies.
Yeah.
Like, Japanese animation set in the future. It's all about, like, corporate soldiers. And it's, and this is the first step
Eric
in that direction.
Eric Prince, the guy that, you know, he cleverly changed the name to Z so you wouldn't know that it was Blackwater.
Oh, and by the way, left the country for a country that has no extradition because of...
Huh, weird. Yeah. Hmm. Okay. Yeah. Celebrity stack. Charlie Sheen borrowed $10 million from Warner Brothers during his final season of Two and a Half Men. He was receiving $2 million a week, but you know how sometimes you can, that's not enough to get by on here in L.A., so...
Can I get a payday advance?
That's a lot of cigarettes.
You can't do a payday loan for five episodes of Two and a Half Men.
I only have enough money for three lines of coke on each hooker in the bed, and I am I supposed to...
Can Hal get a payday advance from you, Stephanie?
Oh, sure.
Thanks.
What would you like of the zero I paid you to come in?
I don't know.
How much of that would you like up front?
What's five times zero? That
How
sounds
would you like
a lot.
10,000% raise.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's just play money in here.
Wait a minute. Mike, this hasn't helped me at all.
Wow, I love any story. Someone that seems more pathetic than I am, although she's much richer and more famous. But Lady Gaga likes to relax with her wigs and whiskey. She sings to her wigs.
Oh, wow.
As sad as my life is, this might be a little sadder. She recently split from a boyfriend. She owns a huge array of hair pieces, which she changes to match her outfits. She's confessed she likes nothing more than to be on her own playing her piano and admiring her wigs. And petting them like they're little, like the cat in Dr. Evil, you know.
Right.
I love you best, Mr. Bigglesworth.
Yeah.
So there's something, she said, there's something very sentimental to me about time with wigs and a glass of whiskey. To relax, I like to be by myself. I play piano by myself. Sometimes I write poetry. I read. I play with my wigs. And listen to my music.
She's like an 8-year-old girl who's playing dress up in her room.
Uh-huh.
That's what happens when...
Do you offer drinks? No, I'm petting my wigs. I'm drinking at home and petting my wigs.
8-year-old girl with a glass of whiskey and $1 billion.
Yeah, exactly.
Kelly Osbourne got a Liza Minnelli impersonator to serenade her mom, Sharon, on Mother's Day.
Aw.
Isn't that as irritating as clowns are for kids? Aren't Liza Minnelli? Would that be what anybody would want for their birthday?
Yeah. Do you have to have a penis to be a Liza Minnelli impersonator?
I think so.
Yeah. That's part of the requirement.
According to the Liza Minnelli contracting clause, that when you
kids don't want clowns for their birthday, and I'm just telling you right now, adults do not want a Liza Minnelli in person. Nobody does. Mm. Irritating. Okay, I get it. I got. It.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
All right. Can I have my nunchuck thing? Jean-Claude Van Damme. I just had to do that because who does a story about Jean-Claude Van Damme anymore?
Right. Well, when JCVD came out, which is the movie he did, I think it's a year and a half ago now.
Yeah.
Awesome movie, by the way.
I just did it because I like that sound effect. Okay. And he carried me once on my late night show.
That's nice. Did he get a wood sprout in biker shorts? he had an issue on a show in Switzerland or whatever.
He's accused of dealing a death blow to a home gym product after allegedly agreeing to promote it and then bashing it on his reality show instead. Oops. According to a new lawsuit, he agreed to shoot an infomercial for the Total Flex gym. But when they showed up on the set, he had no idea how to use the equipment. And he apparently grew more frustrated with his inability to operate the machine. He refused to do the infomercial, addressed the camera for his own reality show behind closed doors, insisting he would never. And he trashed the contraption thing.
The poorly constructed piece of crap that everybody's trying to. This is the solution. How do you get the abs of someone like Young? Well, cocaine.
Well, not with this cheap, crappy home thing. All right. 29 minutes after the hour. Oh, this is a made for happy clappy liberals, this headline. Obama tries to fire up frestrated supporters. We could do that job with a head's time out of back.
Believe me, you're going to be pretty fired up in the last year of this campaign.
29 minutes after the hour, right back. Hump Days with Hal on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Smell that? Something's on fire. Oh, it's you,
Stephanie Miller.
You're smoking.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. 34 minutes after the hour, Hump Days with Hal Sparks. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Kay in Detroit, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Kay.
Stephanie, how are you?
Good. Go ahead.
I was wondering, I got a question for you about this Bin Laden operation.
Yes.
Do you think that by Obama pushing through the legislation to kill the don't ask, don't tell policy at the end of the year was a direct effort to for gays and lesbian men and women in the military to be a part of the successful operation that occurred?
Well, that's my dream, is that the guy that shot Bin Laden was gay and told him right before he died. But that's just my little, that's my little magic. And a Jew.
Right.
And that's the last thing, that's the last thing he knew.
Right. And he was wearing a two-pack T-shirt.
You're kidding me, right? You've got to be kidding me.
Right.
A gay Jew. Oi.
Yeah.
I think oi were his last words. Mm-hmm. That's what I think. Thank you, Joe. Barbara in D.C., you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Barbara.
Hi, Stephanie. Back to our friend Nudie. I think maybe we should focus our fire on Newt instead of his wives. We could call him repeated adulterer Newt Gingrich or serial adulterer Newt Gingrich.
Right.
I mean, he's the one running for the office, so he's the one we should focus on.
Yes, I agree. All right.
And he insisted that we pay attention to him.
Yes, exactly. And he's asked us to focus on his personal failings to take the heat off his horrible policy.
Right. The only thing worse than you paying attention to my policy, my family stuff, is my policy decision. So I'll take one or the other.
I just got to have another affair now, just to take your minds off of my horrible policy.
Rich in San Francisco, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Well, good morning, both. All three of you. Hey, I got a quick joke for you.
Yes.
Here with the guy who walked into a bar.
Mm-hmm.
He asked the barkeep, pour me a Bin Laden. The barkeep says, what's that? Two shots and a splash of water.
Wow, that's 2 weeks old, but I love you. Okay. See, some people are a little behind on their podcast.
It's like a boomerang
that
you forgot about.
Yes.
You know, you throw it, and then you're
funny.
Like,
two
wow,
shots
a couple days later,
duke,
ow.
My jewel ran the outfit. Right,
Jill and Ithaca, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. How is it for you? Hi, Jill.
Hi.
Hi, I'm the bringer of the Jenny Cream Ale.
Oh, thank you. You brought Mama the Jenny Cream Ale on stage in Syracuse. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know you're bragging that you spent Saturday night with Hal, but I got to spend Sunday morning.
Really now, you little tramp?
Oh, okay. So I actually bought his video.
Right. You braggers.
Charmageddon. Ka-ching.
Ka-ching. Great. Bye, Charmageddon. It's delightful.
Thank you.
All right. See what you did there?
Look at that.
All right. Here it is. It's our speciality. Obama tries to fire up frustrated supporters. That's what the happy, clappy Hal and I are here for.
Yep.
He said failure to get everything they want as fast as they want should motivate and not dissuade them.
I agree.
Liberals and other key Obama supporters, of course, have voiced frustration with the president on a number of issues, from his compromise on tax cuts to failure to deliver a promised overhaul of immigration. Obama acknowledged the lengthy to-do list ahead, but he said his accomplishments to date show the change is possible. He said, when you think back to these last 2.5 years, I want you to do so not with complacency, but not with full satisfaction, but I want it to motivate you. Don't let people tell you that we can't bring about change. We've already brought about change.
Mm-hmm.
Pal, would you like to list some accomplishments of the president?
Well, for Pete's sake, we can start with getting Osama bin Laden.
Thank you.
Which he said
was
actually...
And then go backwards.
We can go to officially ending combat operations in Iraq, beginning plans of bringing soldiers home from Afghanistan, which is mid-July.
Yeah.
When
we keep having these, you know, all these fights about the deficit and the debt ceiling, we got to fix this. And it frustrates the bejesus out of me because I'm going, all we got to do is get out of Iraq and Afghanistan and do not extend these tax cuts for the rich. And, you know.
Magically.
Yes.
You think those are on the
exactly.
table?
Then you don't need to destroy Medicare.
Maybe that's why Tom Coburn was all frustrated the impasse they reached was the fact that somebody went, why don't we just end both wars and stop all these huge tax breaks and the oil subsidies? I can't do that. I can't. Yeah.
Yeah, by the way.
By the way, the oil subsidies were voted down in the Senate last night.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
The repeal of them. Here's the thing.
On a party line, mostly party line vote, the Senate defeated a Democratic measure to strip major oil companies of about $20 billion in tax subsidies over the next 10 years.
Okay.
How do you justify that with this deficit?
And how much are they getting from the oil industry?
Well, here's the other thing, too. There's two two big reasons why they say that they won't do it. One, it'll raise gas prices over here, and that they'll get passed on to consumers, and somehow, and Mitch McConnell was saying Hugo Chavez will benefit from this. Okay, first of all, the tax breaks, let's be real clear to our right-wing friends, the tax breaks they get do not any way enforce a sell to America first at a premium price at all this. Any production that they get these tax breaks for, the gas, the oil goes straight onto the world market like it comes from anywhere else. And we have to compete for the price. Secondly, 30% rise in profits in the last year alone. Do you think production went down 30% or demand went up 30% in the last year? Do you think that profit margin is tied to any real usage of the fuel? No. This is strictly them protecting their buddies. Yep. That money isn't necessary, and that we would never see a dime added to our cost of gas by eliminating it. It is strictly a buddy-buddy giveaway.
Yep. All right. And then the other breaking up political news yesterday, Representative Paul Ryan said he will not run for the open Senate seat in Wisconsin.
Because he wouldn't get it.
Yes, because he's getting booed enough just as a congressman, and he's...
It's cheaper to run for rep, and the Republicans that will finance his run can afford that. They can't afford to make him run for Senate, and he can't stand the scrutiny.
Yeah. So the budget monster had to go. Sorry. He had a little...
Isn't that wonderful, Eddie? Mm-hmm. I won't go! I won't! You can't leave me! You can't! Mm.
He's not going to let his friends in the house. He's going. All right. Hey, speaking of getting booed, Julie sends us this story from Jersey. Mama, the New Jersey political bully who looks like an aging version of Bob's Big Boy, got booed by a bunch of pissed off New Jersey college graduates who can't get jobs because he's wrecking their state. Yeah. Who gets booed at a graduation address? He's Governor Chris Christie. Bold. Mm-hmm. Boom. Refreshing. Courageous.
Look, I'm still here. I said a bunch of stuff. Well, let's see about the next election cycle.
Yeah, he heard a hearty chorus of boos from the graduating class in East Rutherford because he also received a smattering of boos during his address last year at Rutgers.
Those weren't boos. They were saying, booyah!
Yeah!
Booyah. They were saying, bada bing! They didn't get the memo.
Bada bing! You are so bold and courageous and refreshing.
Whatever!
Friggin' whatever. Wow, look at what he's doing. These Republican governors, they're so predictable with their priorities. While slashing school funding, Christie bails out American Dream Mall boondoggle with $400 million.
Wow. Oh, yeah. This thing's amazing.
Yeah. He has made a name for himself as a strict fiscal conservative by slashing spending. He's championed budget cuts that eliminated hundreds of millions of dollars from education funding and is now taking aim at public workers, wanting to instate cutbacks that can almost quadruple health care costs for public workers. Meanwhile, yes.
Remember when we stayed at the hotel when we were on MSNBC?
Oh, God, yes.
They were building that thing right
across. They still are. Yes.
They're still building that thing, and that was 4 years ago.
So $1.6 billion has been spent on this dump, and he just outlined, I think, something like $400 million in state aid to make it happen. And nobody wants it.
Yeah, the Sierra Club said, at a time when the governor's taking the money away from renewable energy in schools, he's bailing out an ugly mall.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's this is a group of developers have been building the Xanadu Meadowlands complex. It reeks class. It excretes class.
Well, they have a roller musical that plays nonstop.
It's a massive retail and entertainment complex, complete with an indoor water park, skating rink, and 600-foot ski slope. It's been under construction for the past three governors.
Wow. Dubai, anybody?
Yeah, exactly.
Despite $1.9 billion being spent on the project with little progress, Christie recently struck a deal with the company that built Mall of America to rescue the project at huge taxpayer expense. Xanadu was renamed American Dream at Meadowlands.
Oh, boy.
Meadowlands.
As part of the deal, Christie will have the state up to $200 million in financing and also forfeit a similar amount of sales tax revenue.
Send me the money or the dog gets it.
I love they changed the name, like Blackwater changed to Z. It's not Xanadu anymore. It's not that big boondoggle.
I actually love this movie. I had a huge, ridiculous crush on Olivia John. Me too. All right, sorry.
Especially like the sequel, Xana Don't.
Oh, why be so cruel? Is it Danny Kaye that's in that? It was like his last musical? No. Or Danny Thomas?
Have we actually played Daybreak and Xanadu on this program this morning?
God. Yeah, we were like ripping the space-time continuum. We have to be really careful. Yeah. Here's the thing. the mall in Dubai is in exactly the same sort of situation, and it's a big act of hubris that nobody wants to go to.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, and speaking of Republican governor priorities, while John Kasich cuts education and children's health fund, he spends millions on casino consultants.
Great.
Yes, it could cost Ohio taxpayers as much as $15 million over the next year, according to terms of a state contract with a L.A.-based consulting firm that's advising him on his policies regarding the state's casinos. Despite forcing widespread cuts on various state programs, including education, children's health, he entered into an agreement with a company to maximize his gaming revenues on booze and gambling.
Yeah, that's probably paying Donald Trump for advice. How do you open a casino that loses money and is bankrupt?
It's easy.
I'll show you.
For you.
Get some sort of woodland creature to squat in your head. And then,
as the people are distracted, drop money in their pockets.
And what did we learn yesterday from Aisha Toller? What lives under the comb over? Tiny demons. We think tiny demons would fly out.
Yeah.
All right.
Hide my hairpiece, tiny demon.
45 minutes after
Cough
the hour.
Cough up a hairball on the eyebrow.
Oh boy! That would be. Well, thank God the waiting moment.
Oh, thank God!
I'm running on fumes. I don't know what's happening here. 45 minutes after the hour, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This whole place just feels like a warm blanket.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
You can do that because you know how much I love Hal Sparks' Prince.
Not a big fan of Eric Prince.
Feels like she was. She had the nerve to ask me if I planned to do any harm. But look here. I put on the back of my bike and we went riding down my old man Johnson's farm.
Someone stepped on a teacup poodle. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
Thank you, Hal.
I like to think of that as the sound of Eric Prince being waterboarded.
Well, yeah.
Speaking of barking dogs, guess what?
What?
Boy band selling his house and moving with the barking dogs. Yeah,
they are.
Wow.
I saw him for sale, and I'm like,
wow. So exciting. Charlie Sheen's been looking at that property here, though. So much for a good night's sleep.
Oh, great. Steve in Minneapolis.
This goddess is walking around all scantily clad. You're never going to get in.
Hang out at your house more often.
Steve in Minneapolis. Hi, Steve.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
Hey, Al. Good seeing you last week in L.A.
Indeed.
And I just wanted to give a shout and say, you know, it's always amazing to me is what the Tea Party folks do not protest or what you won't see them rail against. And one of them is, of course, big, giant corporate subsidies for oil companies.
Right. Mm-hmm. What about that free market, Steve?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. How come you need welfare?
Yeah. And by the way, that's Steve is from the label Rocket Science that my band is signing with.
Oh.
I shouldn't have hung up on it.
Yeah,
like
right.
A mere peon,
I'm so
just said.
Because he's awesome. And part of it, you know, like the relationship started because he's a big listener to the show and is a big fan of you guys.
Woo-hoo.
And you know.
You know why I know that you're definitely going to get the deal? Because you just sang Xanadu.
That's what did it. Yeah. It's a metal deal.
In fact, Melanie writes, oh, my God, it's so hilarious that Hal knows all the words to Xanadu.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Again, I'm one of those, you know, my cousin Kip has it even worse than I do. But, like, if I find, a girl that I like and she's like, my favorite song is this, even if it just makes my skin crawl, I will learn all the words to it. In high school, this is a girl named Missy. I used to babysit her little brother, and I found out she liked the song Lucky Star by Madonna, and I hated pop music. But I learned all the words, and while I was doing laundry, I heard her walking by, and I was like,
oh, my God, what are you singing?
Yeah, she's like, oh, my God, you like that song?
Oh, my God.
Totally.
Oh, my God, you are such a e-hound.
Oh, it was ridiculous.
Every story in your life involves getting tail, doesn't it?
Shoes outside the door all weekend.
See, and you wouldn't even let me play I Will Survive for Maria Shriver.
I have a no
well,
I Will Survive policy.
I don't care.
Policy.
She needs to play that song over and over and over and drink a few boxes of wine with me.
Nice.
See? You want... Get back in here! Oh, Sparks! Halloween Sparks! Get back in here! Don't you leave. If you leave, don't come back. Okay.
I defy you to make a metal version of Billy Don't Be a Hero.
Oh, wow. How about Billy Don't Lose My Number? Is that all right?
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
All right.
That's
all right.
Or any Billy Ocean song. Easy Lover.
Here's a cautionary tale for Charlie Sheen. Don't try to trade salad for drugs.
What? Huh?
Authorities say a Salt Lake City woman has been arrested after approaching an undercover officer and trying to trade salad for drugs. Police say she asked the officer for $10 worth of cocaine, but she said she only had $2 and an Olive Garden salad.
Olive Garden,
like a Sizzler salad, but not an Olive Garden salad. No.
She had the whole salad bar. She was dragging it down the street,
dragging it on wheels.
Gone to the days when crackheads used to just steal VCRs and stuff, just dragging an entire salad bar. And there's somebody.
It's almost full of garbanzos. How much coke can I get?
Yeah, you know, I feel bad for is the person who was in line at it, who's still just kind of following it, sidestepping all the way down the street, trying to get the tomatoes, the little mini tomatoes. He keeps dragging. It's like, I can't get it.
Damn sneeze guard.
Yeah.
All right. Former South Carolina Governor Mark Sanford. Oh, God, he was like 17 sex scandals ago. Who can even remember?
Yeah.
Oh, the Argentinian tail story, trail.
The Appalachian trail.
Appalachian tail, trail.
Whatever.
Keep all those jokes straight.
Tail.
He says the GOP must accept losing seats in order to advance the Ryan budget. Yes! You need to stick
Absolutely.
With that plan no matter what, no matter how politically unpopular it is. Stick to your...
No matter how many people will have to eat cat food and be turned down for care. By the way, it wouldn't be
He singled out where the upcoming New York 26th congressional district, the special election, is one that Republicans may lose because of the Ryan budget, and conceded his party would likely take some losses elsewhere as well. Still, he said the Ryan budget is pioneering, which necessarily will involve losses. Yes, it's fresh,
Absolutely.
Bold, courageous,
Absolutely.
Pioneering. It's like Sing Little it House rooftops. On the Prairie. Go with it.
In Brazil. Don't go up to the top of the Appalachian Mountains and yell at the top of your lungs to all the redneck Appalachian people who are on SSI, like the wild and wonderful whites of West Virginia.
Mm. Hey, looky here. This is what I've been talking about all morning. Despite criticism of Paul Ryan, Gingrich proposed a nearly identical plan in 1995. The presidential whatever Newt Gingrich called Paul Ryan's
whatever. Whatever. That's well described, actually. Yeah.
He suggested the premium support system for future retirees. Too big a jump suggested the reform was tantamount to right-wing social engineering. The comments came just weeks after he had told Time magazine that Ryan was brave and a man of ideas.
Wow. Bad ideas. But
yeah.
In fact, Gingrich proposed a very similar plan in 1995 when Republicans sought to eliminate $270 billion from Medicare over 7 years. Mm-hmm. Seniors would have received a voucher
for
the value of the annual average benefits and what insurance and private.
Yeah.
So it's got it.
If they fall and hurt themselves, maybe they could just, you know, lick the voucher and try to patch the wound with it, because that's about as good as it will do. Like, if you need...
See if that staunches the bleeding.
Yeah, if you have
that.
An insulin problem, you know, one of the things you might want to do is, instead of trying to get a syringe from an actual medical provider, you might want to just roll up that voucher into a funnel and try to pour the insulin into your arm.
It's like really good feminine protection. It's premium support.
Right. You just, ladies, having a heavy flow month, take that voucher. Works as a panty liner.
Oh.
Great.
the
uses
can ride
of that,
horses on the beach again.
Oh, that voucher's going to be awesome.
Oh, this is kind of sad.
It's so useful.
Newt Gingrich has one little defender, Michael Steele,
who's
proven he will defend anything.
Right.
Mm. Yes, he's become virtual persona non grata, but Michael Steele, he's plucky. He said he likes Gingrich very much, and he defended his comments about Ryan's plan. He even suggested some of Gingrich's critics may be hypocritical, as many of them haven't always supported the plan. That's true. He also was defending Gingrich after he recently made several racially tinged comments.
Yeah.
Steele again defended Gingrich, suggesting the comment in question was taken out of context.
Sure.
Of course.
Again, the context being, I'm a jerk. Therefore, everything I say, you know, you can't pretend like I'm not normally like this.
Yeah, exactly.
The first food stamp prison. I think you know what I'm saying. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Yeah.
Paul Ryan, by the way,
whistle.
On SSI, most of his teen years, and paid for college with it.
That was too obvious for dogs. Even dogs wouldn't
right.
respond to the,
Yeah.
All right. Hal Sparks, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, I'll be tonight at St. Rock with my band Zero One. Go to Zero One Nation on Facebook. facebook.com/01nation. Yeah. Dates on there. And then I'm in Jacksonville, Florida this weekend. So go to healthparks.com and on the calendar section, buy some tickets. I'll see you there.
All right.
Meet and greet, signing.
Sexyliberal.com is for the upcoming Sexy Liberal shows with John and Hal.
Raleigh Durham, right around the corner.
Google thing. And Hal and I. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. All right. We will see you tomorrow on The Stephanie Miller Show.